No matter what you do for work, chances are you're staring at a phone or a computer a lot. Our eyes were not made to stare at screens all day. Dryness, migraines, and blurry vision are just a few of the reasons you need to protect your eyes. Now you can look great doing it with a pair of computer glasses from Felix Gray. Felix Gray's lenses are specifically designed to filter blue light and eliminate glare from screens, which are the two main culprits behind digital eye strain. Their glasses have blue light filtering technology embedded in the lens, so they remain effective without the telltale yellow tint or color distortion of the blue light filtering glasses. Felix Gray's frames are handcrafted from premium Italian acetate. Seriously, they look great. Everyone can benefit from a pair of Felix Gray's. Felix Gray's glasses are available in both non-prescription and reading lenses, but prescription is coming soon. All orders are free shipping and free returns, so you got nothing to lose. So go to felixgrayglasses.com/prez to try a pair of Felix Gray computer glasses and discover a smarter way to work. That's felixgrayglasses.com/prez. Felix Gray with an A, glasses.com/prez.
All of Barstool Sports will be relocating to Manhattan. We want to take it to the world, but we're trying to take this site and crank it the f*** up.
They've conquered the internet.
What an idiot.
And now Barstool takes over the SiriusXM airwaves.
There they go! What's going to happen?
Real.
The Finer Things Club, the Scumbag Club.
You are cute. Are you married?
I'm married to the game.
Unfiltered.
Stop sending the dick pics.
Controversial.
You're a bum.
I believe we're funnier, smarter, better, prettier than everybody else who is stealing our shtick on the internet.
By the common man. For the common man. It's Barstool Radio.
It's a Monday here on Barstool Radio. I can't hear anything in my headphones. We're having technical issues. I still don't even really know if I'm talking to anybody on the air, but we're here. Another week of Barstool Radio. Short week because of the holiday. Are we on, Reggie? Okay. It's Barstool Radio here live from Manhattan. Barstool HQ on a short week. It's holiday week. It's Thanksgiving. So cram it into the first few days. Get your work done. Get the hell out of town. And go eat some turkey, watch some football, enjoy a four-day weekend. It's a Monday, which means we're talking football. Three people on the panel here. I got Fran to my left, Portnoy to my right, and no losers. No losers on the panel today.
No losers.
What does that mean?
Just
you haven't played?
Yeah.
But it's very indicative of what's going on right now because Fran's wearing her Christmas sweater, mm-hmm. Christmas,
yeah.
And it's a picture of Carson Wentz.
All I want for Christmas is a Super Bowl.
Is a Super Bowl. I'm wearing my 20... A very Patriot dilemma. I have like 3,000 Patriot Christmas sweaters. I have
tough to promote them all.
Tom Brady, the GOAT. I got the 28-3. There's just a million of them.
The rings.
They're so fucking good. And then you're wearing the wet bandits because you don't have football. Like, I mean, I want a Super Bowl because you. How about we want 8-8?
There will be a goddamn Jets Christmas sweater. So if you want that, you want to get in on the mix, Jets fans. We will have you covered for an ugly Christmas sweater as well. But Portnoy rolls in Mexico City. In a game that Coley best described as just a total waste of time. A monumental waste of time.
Total waste of time.
Everything from here on out is a waste of time for you. It's straight to the Super Bowl.
The thing that it's crazy to me, it's a waste of time every year till the Super Bowl.
Like every single time.
The Chiefs fans.
Insane.
The Chiefs
fans were like chirping me as of 2 weeks ago, being like, what about that opener?
So and now they're
like, what are you
and,
talking
and now
about?
Not only losing to the Giants, but like in pitiful fashion. Like
that
the
was
ugliest
the worst game ever.
Like just move the ball on the fucking 1-9 Giants, whatever they were. Like, give me a break with the Chiefs.
But the Chiefs, the thing about the Chiefs, I mean, I'm nothing against Kansas City people. They eat steak, whatever. We went through this. Like, you guys smashed us in Kansas City on that Monday night game when we're on to Cincinnati.
Yep.
Like, and then we won the Super Bowl.
Right.
But they're so stupid.
Feidelberg's rant that opening night hit the nail on the head. Do you want to come back here in January? It's like, well, you're not even going to get the chance probably the way you're playing right now, you fucking idiots.
It's the same
thing. And listen, this is coming from a guy who, to start my career here, like all I did was fight this fight. All I did was try to take up arms against the Pats and the Pats fans and everything about them. At some point, you just have to be logical.
You were actually, and this is what, I don't know if it's frustrating anymore, but you've learned your life. You've been spanked so many times that
it's the Pedro. It's the Pedro. Sometimes you just got to tip your cap and call
your
daddy.
Yeah, you just pull down your pants and get spanked. But
now you're mad.
No,
now you're upset because I'm being like, at this point,
no,
whatever.
No, I get it. I'm going to I'm going to congratulate you because a lot of people don't. Like, damn, Big Cat was sitting here being like, no, they're different this year.
Crazy. And it's crazy. Like, I look him in the eyes, too. I'm like, Dan, come on. Come on. Like, we know how this goes.
Like, yeah, but their secondary doesn't look. It's like, it's come weak.
Everybody wants to believe
two.
That.
Yeah, I know. And it's never going to be
never
the case.
Happens.
The short memory, and I had all the stats, like, well, last time, like, we started 0-2, or whatever. Last time we lost a game, so we won the Super Bowl 9 times in a row. It happens.
It's
like
one thing to be
year.
Like, I want that to be true. There are times, I mean, the Super Bowl last year was the best example. I was like, they're probably going to come back and win this game, but, like, I really want it to be true. I'm going to start talking shit. I want their defense to be bad. I want their secondary to be shitty. But it's one thing to want that. It's another thing to believe that. Like, Dan was like, no, I'm watching the games. Yeah. It's like, dude,
yeah, but
come on.
People, and it is the NFL, they just forget. And even I was reading an article. It's like 2-2 seems like a long. Yeah, no shit.
It's months ago at this point.
But
crazy.
Right now is when they start turning into the Terminator.
It
where
gets cold.
Not,
the weather turns.
They're beating
and
teams. Yeah. They're destroying teams. Yeah. It's over. The game starts. It's just over. You're like, oh, this game's over. It'll be so true.
Yeah. I hate to laugh because it's like it should.
That's how that game was yesterday.
It's just over. Like they score on their first drive and it's like, oh, well, oh. The Raiders have no shot.
And it
shouldn't even be that. Like, all right, whatever. You scored on your opening drive. Like, the game shouldn't be over, but it is.
I've written this blog so many times. I have two different blogs ready in the pipeline today. A, who's going to lose first, the Celtics or the Patriots? Because both of them may never lose. Mm-hmm. And two.
Fuck you. Fuck this whole city.
I mean, the Celtics may never lose.
God damn it.
That has to be written in the second.
What the fuck?
The second one.
What am I going to do, Fran?
I don't know.
The second one is, like, I almost at times feel bad that only, as a Patriot fan, literally two games matter.
The whole season.
AFC Championship and the Super Bowl.
Does it make football boring?
Yeah, I was going to say, that is a Feidelberg thing. Like, Feidelberg's been on that for a while. Like, the whole world writes him now, do the Patriots ruin football? Feitz has been saying that for years, and it's actually the most infuriating take of all because it's 100% genuine. Yeah. He's not, like, hot-taking it. He's always just like, I don't want to watch this.
Yeah.
It's not fun to watch. It's not fun to be a football fan anymore.
No, it's
and
fun.
And he's dead-ass accurate, too. It's like, fuck, you're right.
It's fun, and we've had, like, the Deflategate shit and different stuff that reignites and makes it interesting. But here's the thing. It's over. Everyone knows we're the best.
You have also made this like your career.
What is the thing they have in Star Wars? Like that, like
the Death Star.
The Death Star.
Yeah,
is just
gonna come and blow up your whole planet. Your whole planet, boom, gone.
Yeah, the Death Star is just like floating in the galaxy, and you know it's there, and you want to pretend it's not there.
That Super Bowl like defines my childhood. That was like one of the worst nights of my life.
It's probably gonna get even worse.
Yeah.
We may just play this music the whole time. Like, that is the thing. It's like you can pretend that we're not, but it's whatever's going on. Oh, you're beating the Cowboys. They're a joke. Everything's going along. But Belichick and Brady are just sitting there. They're just looking at you.
Yeah.
They're like, we're coming.
It's like they're already at the end of the tracks. Yeah, and you're like going along like, this is so awesome. And you look up and it's like, that's what's waiting for you.
It's almost like a scene in a movie where like the getaway and you think they're waiting. And then all of a sudden they hit like the police barricade.
Yes.
Where there's
and
like
it's
that.
Like, they come over the hill kind of and it's like, oh, wait, we're fucked.
Yeah.
When we come back, we'll talk about my other favorite fucking football story of this weekend, the Bills. And the Bills.
That was
Buffalo just doing Buffalo
that was
things.
Something.
We'll be back. Barstool Radio on Rush 93.
Joe, what do you got?
Hey, Prez. Hey, KFC. What's up, Fran? I just wanted to say to Dave, it's been like 3 days since Friday's call in your playlist.
A lot of people were asking me for that.
Yeah, I still have that fucking Sean Kingston song stuck in my head. And I thought it was crazy, but like, it's actually a banger. And
I'll take you there or Fire Burning on the Dance Floor? I'll take you there?
Yeah, I'll take you there.
That's
like
a jam.
The whole Pina Colada thing. Like, even, like, when on Twitter they put, like, the video of you guys, like, singing it in the studio, I was dancing to it. Like, I don't know why. I think it's a banger.
It's an absolute fire jam. That's why. Let's listen to it. This song never gets overplayed. Where killers get hung. I don't know half the time when he's saying Shorty or Shirley.
Surely I can take you there, Fran. Surely I can. By the way,
I don't think he's. Is he ever saying Shirley?
No, no. He's absolutely saying Shorty every single time.
No, I think that one was Shirley.
Shirley? I definitely don't think he's saying Shirley.
I think that
Shirley.
Was Shirley. I can take you, though. That one's Shorty. Play it from the top, Frankie. I think the second. I think the first one's Shorty, second one's Shirley.
That would be funny if King Sean Kicks it was like, Shirley, I can take you.
Shirley, I can take you.
All Shorty.
That one's Shorty.
They're all Shorty. None of them are Shirley.
What killers get hung? That one may be Shirley.
They're not.
Still
they're
Shorty. All
Shorty. That one may be Shirley.
They are absolutely not
that
Shirley.
That one may be Shirley. Number two, Shorty. Number one, wait, are we going with Rap Genius? Is they that are, what, like, I trust my ears
yeah,
over
no,
Rap
my,
Genius.
My ears are saying Shorty. There's a T in there. Shorty. Shorty.
Play it again from the top, Frankie. Play that one more time from
it's
the top.
With a, it's with his accent.
Yeah.
Yep, the first one's different. Shorty, clearly. That's
short.
Like
it's
Shirley.
It is so that, clearly
I don't,
Shorty.
I hear
it might
no
be
T.
More Shorty
that's a
than
hard
the
L.
First Shorty.
It's Shorty.
I don't
the,
hear any
oh,
T.
Oh, Frankie.
That's a hard L.
It
is an
a
L.
Loser, Frankie.
It sounds like it sounds like an L.
Frankie.
That second it's one a, sounds like an L.
He hits Shorty with a D. Like that's like both times.
No, he doesn't.
It's almost yes. More of a Shorty than the first Shorty.
No chance.
Definitely a chance.
Play one more time from the top, Frankie. I'm pretty sure that I hear a T in the first one, not in the second one. Shorty, clearly. That one sounds like a Shorty.
There's a clear D, like Shorty. You can hear him say.
You're trolling now. We're going to
I'm
break.
I'm not. They're in the
you're
booth. They agree
fucking
with me.
Trolling. We're going to break because I won't stand for this. I won't stand for this sort of
play that
nonsense.
Into the play that into the break, Frankie. One more time from the top for me. I'm pretty sure.
The one thing you were not able to do with your big brain, though, Dave, is acquire the domain barstool.com. Now, Dunkin' Donuts is making moves. Dunkin' Donuts is dropping donuts from their name. They're just going to be Dunkin' because they are no longer just donuts. They're sandwiches,
they haven't been
they're
donuts
coffee.
Forever.
The name, the, like their product has been
and
every.
They still have D&D as a logo. My thing, I like the cups. I like having donuts on there, even though I know I haven't had a Dunkin' Donuts donut. I don't think in today's society, like, people even eat donuts anymore. Well, you do, but it's such a fattening, like, thing.
Yeah.
But Dunkin' Donuts
but
has
so
they haven't been about donuts for a long-ass time.
Right. And so they're just dropping it.
Although the Time to Make the Donuts commercial is, like,
well,
maybe
put them
one
on.
Of the most.
Yeah, iconic commercials
yeah.
of all time.
Time to Make the Donuts.
So we have talked many times about dropping sports from the name.
Yeah.
Just going to Barstool because... You know, we're more comedy and pop culture.
And much
and all
like
that,
most people call us Barstool anyways. Yeah. Rarely yes. are people like Barstool Sports. It's
or
Barstool.
Dunkin' Donuts, yeah. So it just brings up this topic of Barstool.com, which is owned by the immortal
Zonker.
Zonker. The one dude who Portnoy has never been able to get the best of. He
I've
owns,
never even been able to crack him. I have no idea what this guy is.
He owns Barstool.com. If you go to the
forever.
Website right
He's
now.
He's owned it forever.
It just
I
is
had
a backdrop.
No idea that-
It's just a backdrop of like an oily water painting
been like that
smear
for
and
over
a clip
a
art picture of a bar stool.
For over a decade, that's
and
been the website.
He will not give it up because
that
he
is
asked
like a
Dave,
Windows screensaver yes. and then a little tiny picture
it's,
of a
it's
bar
It's literally
he
been
asked
there
Dave
forever.
For tickets to a blackout. Dave didn't respond. He big-timed him. And the guy is now out of spite. He will not sell it. Dave said, name your price. And the guy said, it's not for sale.
Wow.
When Chernin bought us, I'm like, we just got bought. I have more money because I forget what I was offering. He never would give me a price. And then I'm like, Chernin just bought us. So our offer, like, tell me what you want. And he won't even name a price. He every time he's like, I have big plans for
have
it.
Have you ever physically like talked to him or is it just only
email
online?
Now. Well, so it all started with email because when people would send in tips, they would use the wrong email, and instead of doing at barstoolsports.com, they
guy?
Would do at barstool. It could be a
well,
girl.
No, I
could be a girl. Could be a little kid for all we know.
No,
so,
I think it's Zonker's a guy. I've had enough yeah. like interaction to them. It's a guy.
So he used to reply to Barstool fans, to the Stoolies who are sending emails in a pro, like to the wrong place, and he was always fucking hilarious. Like he would always roast the Stoolies.
He got
He'd
a little
like,
lazy in his older days. He then he created like
right?
a forum. response. It was a long and mean, but it was like the same one. Yes, I've seen it.
So he would respond like somebody would send in a video. And he'd be like, "You really think anyone wants to hang out with you and your stupid buddy?" And they would write back like, "Wow, you're really harsh. You talk to your readers like that." And then Zonko would reply again, "Yo, if you still haven't figured out that you misaddressed your email and that I have nothing to do with Barstool Sports, then you're dumber than most of their readers, and that's saying something." What do you think of my? This is from 2011. When Dave was perfecting his leisure dive, people sending in videos of their own leisure dives, and he says, "Hey, Dave, what do you think of my leisure dive?" From Zonker. "Mommy, mommy, look at me. Grow up." just roasting these idiotic readers of ours since 2000, I don't know, whenever. These are from 2011. I'm sure they go back even more than that. Now, listen, it would probably be very good for business to have Barstool.com.
Yes, it would.
I also think it's very good for business, or at least just my personal satisfaction, that there is a spiteful motherfucker out there sticking it to Dave Portnoy.
It's good it's for a good almost story the line. Story. It's like so Barstool. It's like, why can't you get the address? Oh, because maybe I didn't give him tickets to a blackout party that I didn't even.
By the way, blackout tickets were like $21 a pop.
Yeah, I didn't even know he asked. Like, and it's like the fact that he's doing literally
nothing with it.
Every
Zonker's
time. Zonker's
like a great internet villain name,
oh,
too.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
Dr.
it.
We didn't
name him. That's how he signed it. Zonker.
Yeah.
And even in that 2011 email, how it came about is funny because K. Marco thought he got hacked. K. Marco was like, "Someone's responding to our emails." Like, no, bro, that's Zonker.
That's Zonker,
like,
dude.
Where have you been? Zonker. He responds to everybody.
Big Z, the Zonker.
He'll get hit again now. People will troll him and start doing it. He doesn't like that.
You wouldn't like him when he's angry.
Farther and farther away from getting this domain.
Dude, I mean, what if like Chernin was like, "We will give you $100,000.
I told him to
name
his
the price.
Won't do it.
Love
I'm
it.
Like, these
it's
people
a man
are
of principle.
Huge.
It's a grudge.
And the fact that he does nothing with that website.
So
nothing.
Good. I think that he either is a complete like lunatic or he's filthy rich. And the only way money does not matter to you at all is if you have it or you're crazy.
Right.
And the only reason you don't open the door a crack is if you're a psychopath. So Zonker and Brady Shea, like, something's wrong with both those guys. Maybe they are one and the same. We'll be back. Barstool Radio on Rush 93. BetDSI has been in business for over 20 years paying out winners. They are an A-plus rated on all the sportsbook review sites, and what you can do is use your sports knowledge to make some extra cash. They have an easy-to-use mobile interface, which makes it easy to pop your phone out on the go and play, win, get paid. BetDSI offers odds on everything from football, including live betting and props as games are in action. BetDSI offers odds on pretty much everything else, too, including major sports, political, politics, reality TV, entertainment, all the minor sports, everything. They'll make it. They'll make a line. You can bet and make that cash. Use promo code DAVE25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. If you decide to deposit money, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money. I play there myself. I recommend it. And if you want to add a little bit of extra excitement to the game, throw down some cash over at BetDSI. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use the promo code DAVE25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and a 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's DAVE25 for your free wager and start winning today.
It's Barstool Radio. Yeah.
It's your boy KFC, and it's a two-man show today. Me and Portnoy so far, alone here in the studio at Barstool HQ in Manhattan.
Well, Coley always has something wrong with him.
Coley's not the picture of health. We'll say that.
I have tummy aches.
What's that?
I have stomach aches.
Coley always actually legit has something wrong with him, though. It's not like bullshit with him. It's like,
I don't know. He's permanently like listed as doubtful.
Yes.
Like,
absolutely.
He's just never.
He's for sure. He's day to day every single day.
He's a rough fantasy pick.
Yeah, he is.
You never know what you're going to get with
no
him.
No doubt. He's on.
Some days he's on fire, and the other days he's on the DL for like four straight weeks.
But like, some people are like, "Oh, I'm not feeling well," and Coley will be like, "I have blood clots," or something like that.
Yeah.
So I don't like to question him when he says
Karabas
well.
Hasn't been in the office for like a month. He's going on some boondoggle, David Ortiz, Dominican Republic.
That's right,
so
golf outing, yep.
Yeah, he literally just quit working. I mean, he can say whatever he wants, but he quit working.
Now, do you, as his father, do you feel like you have to take some of the responsibility here? Like, it's kind of a top-down sort of thing. If you're his dad, you're presenting his work.
He's just traveling abroad.
I mean, that's sort of on you as his father, so. You at least share half the blame there.
The weird thing is, he actually doesn't think he's taking a lot of time off. Like, in his brain, I don't. He literally hasn't been here for a month. Baseball season ended, he just bounced.
He's gone. What are you going to do about it?
It's just a
nothing.
Well, it's a bad time to do it when I'm doing, like, bonuses.
Yeah, bonus season is not a great time to fuck around.
It's tough when you're just not even here to be like, "What should Jared get?" Oh, nothing, because he's worked 10 days this year. Even his producer is here.
He's sipping pina coladas watching, like, MLB replays.
Yep. He's probably just watching like 4 days in October or whatever the fuck that's called, just like reminiscing about Red Sox glory.
And over and over.
LeVar Ball made his CNN primetime news debut last night. Did you watch that?
No.
It was 25 minutes. What do we got?
I just want to say, can we get, is Iowa on TV?
Dave, yo, Gambling Dave's back, huh?
We'll yeah, and,
full blown
and,
back.
And
huh?
Not doing well.
No. Bad Gambling Dave.
I think college hoops is the only thing that's possible in college hoops is for you to lose every single game. That's possible. Because I do.
Man, between that and Black Friday coming up, you're going to be in the poorhouse.
Yep.
Bro. Black Friday.
Usually Black Friday
out.
Like would murder me, but save me. Now it just murders me. So,
Are we at all mentioning what will be going on for the Cyber Monday telethon?
Yeah, I think we can mention it.
Right.
I mean,
what is planned for Cyber Monday? If you guys remember last year, we did the telethon, the PBS telethon with the We Are the World, all the bloggers on the phones, people calling in, buying shirts, raising money for Dave's pockets. Now, every year, Dave basically gets killed on Black Friday, so we are going to bury him alive. On Monday, we literally have a coffin, a big plastic box that the coffin goes inside of, and we are going to fill it with dirt until Dave is completely buried alive.
And I just saw somebody steal our ugly sweater 28-3, which is not surprising because everybody steals everything we do, and that's it's just
we are going to have a zillion different ugly sweaters on sale. From sports teams to Barstool references to pop culture reference, television, movies, the whole nine. And every time you buy a shirt on Cyber Monday, it's 20% off again, right? 20% on Black Friday, 20% on Monday?
Yeah, I believe so.
We will put another shovel of dirt onto Dave's grave. Now, I don't know if I'm conveying the picture well here enough. Like, I'm talking about we are literally burying him in a coffin. This is going to be some WWF Undertaker type shit. You will be completely consumed by
Dave,
the dirt.
Have you seen the coffin yet?
No. To be honest, this wasn't like my concept. This was Lewis's, and it was supposed to be Nate. And then it's like, well, why are we apparently like...
Well, the original idea, I think, was just like, Nate's a weirdo. We're going to do something absolutely wacky. But then it made just too much sense because you get absolutely killed
right. Every
Black Friday. Well, let's just bury him, too. So every time people call in, anytime people place an order, another shovel full goes down. We've done the math. We know exactly how many shovels, exactly how long it's going to take. Dave will be mic'd up. I will be your host. We will have all the other bloggers on the phones. If you purchase certain things, you'll be able to call directly into the coffin and talk to Dave as he's being buried alive. And it will be 2 hours of... I mean, I think you might... There's a slight chance something... We'll have medics on hand.
I'm just looking at the wrong...
The wrong day?
The wrong play sheet.
Here you go.
I'm like, why are there NFL things?
I think there's like a... small percentage chance that something goes horribly wrong. Like, there's air holes, but I don't think they're going to be
great.
Imagine
if I died that way.
So we
got the game on TV here.
This is what we call enabling, Andrew. You are an enabler. So it's still 33,
but like holiday weeks.
What's that?
Like, is when the gambling. It's like holiday weeks.
Yeah, because it's slow and you're bored and you start throwing the cash around.
Yep.
33. So you're at what, like 15 right now? 16.
At what point,
so
you've got to
double up and then some.
Are the Celtics clearly the favorites in the East?
Yeah.
If Coley wasn't home, we'd ask him.
Well, what do you always say? Christmas, right?
Christmas when the NBA starts.
So I think that
I feel like the Hawks had a huge win streak like a couple years ago.
Hawks
they were a joke. So
I don't think streaks can. I think it's just still a matter of time, like a point in the season that you got to pick where you think there's enough of a sample because 16 is. I mean, and more importantly, like they're looking good. I feel like a lot of these wins have been pretty like decisive, right? Have there been like big comebacks? I know the Warriors
last night.
Yeah.
They've had some. I feel like they've been down and then you blink, they're up. Josh wants to talk about Sean Kingston.
Josh.
I don't know if you guys have thought this far ahead, but you kind of almost need to get Sean Kingston for the Super Bowl party, right?
I don't know if we can. I feel like he's so fucking gangster.
And he's like hurt.
I think he bounced back from that.
Well, he's not totally gangster. So there's 7 fucking minutes left in this game. Fuck, in the first half. I got the over in Iowa.
What's the number?
Iowa's -7.5. They're playing a gym that looks like it's in my fucking closet.
This is a tough look, Dave. I can't look at this gym and know that you have money on it.
I was going to say, Dave, this
is like rec league basketball.
Thank you for this bragging. Because, again,
this is a bad look. I don't like this gym.
For years, I have sat here and like watched you and Dan gamble and lose and lose.
This gym is a high school
gym. And to see this in action is
got to hit that
depressing.
Wide open corner three.
We're going to do this. I'm just telling the viewers, the listeners right now, just tune out right now, because it's going to be Dave doing sporadic play-by-play to Iowa, South Dakota State for the next hour.
I'm pretty sure they don't update the scores either, because I know South Dakota scored. I saw the basket go in, so it should be.
They didn't. You mean the graphic on the screen is not correct?
It can't be, because it was 21-21. I saw the ball. There we go. Just changed.
That was like a full 60 seconds late.
We got alarmingly stupid, like, on the clock.
On the call. This is very depressing. For those at home, we are watching the worst basketball game of all time in the worst
Yikes,
gym of
Iowa
all time.
Stinks.
I mean, there's legit bleachers. It's not even like seats. They're just like benches. It's a bleak, sad sight for your boy DP40, soon to be DP41. Yikes, Dave.
Yikes,
Yikes is right.
Music make you lose control. Music make you lose control.
All right, we're back. Portnoy is still having a meltdown in an effort to try to save this radio program. PFT now joins me. We also have Trent in the house representing
What's
for
up, guys?
Iowa.
So. I think I'm just here to get yelled at because my basketball team stinks.
This is definitely your fault.
This comes back to you,
PFT walked in during the break, and Dave was ranting about the game and had to ask the question, are we on the air? Which speaks volumes about this radio show.
I thought Dave was
You don't actually know when you're on the air
I
and when you're
mad.
Not. Because there's no difference at all.
I'm a quick 0-3 today. Unbelievable.
It's not even 1 o'clock. You're 0-3.
To Dave's credit, he's all about the content. He was ranting into the mic when we weren't off the air, so I thought maybe we were broadcasting. I don't know.
You never know. He doesn't know either. Mm-hmm. Half the time he's speaking when we're not back from break.
I have, like, lost 9 straight basketball games with games that I don't know who they are.
Why did you bet the Hawks when they lost to Louisiana yesterday?
I don't know. I just picked them.
I mean.
But then it's like they're so bad and they're favored again today. It's like, oh, that something must be.
I just want to say, like, today and yesterday are two of the best gambling days
yes.
of the year. Very underrated days because this is when college basketball is officially back, when you have games that start basically at like 11 o'clock in the morning,
yep, and go,
and
all,
they go all through midnight.
Yep.
It's great to just bet all day on them. I've been taking
except when you lose literally every single bet.
I was trying to explain your smart guy PFT. I'm trying to say I don't know anything about these games. Nothing.
Nope.
How can anybody? So it's 50-50. So if I lose yeah. 9, I'd be an idiot to start.
Right. Well, I agree with you. I'm the same way. Like I forget about college basketball basically until today. Until like the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. That's like I don't pay any attention to it over the summer. I pay so little attention. I got a DM yesterday from some guy. He's like, hey, my buddy is working out in Maui at the Invitational. He saw a VCU practice. They're going to implement a really hard press in the first half.
Done.
Bet the under on that. And I'm so dumb. I was like, okay, yeah, this is an insider tip. It's like a Rico level insider tip. So I bet the under. And then I tell Big Cat about it. I was like, hey, I got a hot tip. And Big Cat's like, you know that VCU, that's what they're known for. They
yeah,
just press
yeah.
all the time. And I was like, holy shit, you're right. I do know that's what I just hadn't thought
moment,
a single
yeah.
thought about college basketball.
Your brain hasn't switched over yet.
Yeah, of course yeah. VCU presses. That's what they do. And so I took that. And then Big Cat said, Maui's got soft rims.
He's
yeah.
all in.
And
all
so
soft rims.
When he says the soft rims, now I've just bet every single over. Because
but
it's fun to bet on soft rims.
The flip side is that all these guys get tired in these tournaments. So you have one more day left, as he says.
Right.
And tomorrow it's all unders.
Yeah, and bet the. I actually think the day after Thanksgiving unders is the way to go too. Big Cat's big on the Christmas unders.
Yeah.
The day after
the Thanksgiving hangover.
The heavy unders. Yep.
Yeah.
By the way,
you were brought in here to stop this.
To stop talking about gambling.
And
okay.
You doubled down and threw gasoline on the fire. Don't even try because he's going to say something right now. Go ahead, Dave. What are you going to say?
No, I'm just fascinated on how bad I was.
Have we talked about the modern-day Frost-Nixon interview that was last night on CNN?
I mean,
where I touched on that?
I brought it up. Dave was not a party to that masterpiece.
I loved it.
It was... You can't still possibly be actually fired up about LeVar Ball.
No.
But many people are.
Yeah.
But, like, he's a fucking clown who has, like, played the whole world like a fiddle,
mm-hmm.
and he's just having a blast. And people are still like, oh, who's this guy on my TV? What is going on here?
In the state that modern media is in now, he's actually going to get more interviews on CNN.
This is what I said.
It just went completely sideways, and Cuomo was like trying to actually interview him.
Yep.
It's like, dude, at some point, you just have to like start dropping F-bombs on him and start like
yo,
being more LeVar than LeVar.
Here's the thing about LeVar. It's not sexual assault. It's not terrorism. It's not politics. It's actually like entertaining.
Yes.
So you can, but he still puts asses in the seats the way all those other horrible topics do. Mm-hmm. He's actually like a news network's dream.
Mm-hmm.
And Cuomo was out there last night acting like he did the world a favor. He was like, you know, everyone should be thanking me. Get the fuck out of here. You should be thanking him. You want to get in the thank you off? You should be thanking him for your best ratings since probably election night.
One thing I love so much about LeVar Ball is how he's able to draw other people into his style of arguing so easily.
Yes.
Like, if you sit down and you interview somebody and they start demanding a thank you from you, like, you almost have no choice but to go over the top and say, no, you thank me.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden you're in his world. And guess what? You're not going to beat LeVar Ball at his own game.
That's why that's why him versus Trump is so entertaining, because they're two guys who you can't possibly beat them at their own game.
No.
But it's fire with fire.
But their games are so similar to each other. The best thing that LeVar did, and this is actually a Trump thing too, he was getting interviewed. If you give the person who's interviewing you a nickname during the interview, that's as alpha as you can get.
You win.
Like, Trump was like Little Marco, mm-hmm. Lion Ted. Mm-hmm. Crooked Hillary. And it works. It works if you just like make fun of somebody to their face.
Chris Cuomo. Like Google Chrome.
Yeah.
I mean that and Cuomo can sit there and smile all he wants, like, oh my God, that was like so funny. But mm-hmm. you got body bagged, man. And then, that guy came on your program and he was the star and mm-hmm. he was the show and you were a little side package.
Mm-hmm. And then when LeVar was like, I loosen you right up. Yeah. Like, that was great. Yeah. That was great.
When he asked him if he thanked the doctor who delivered him into the world, mm-hmm. I mean, you can't argue with that logic.
And from now on, Chris Cuomo is going to be known as Cromo.
Yep, that's
it. He has no choice. He's been nicknamed Cromo.
And if he's smart, he just runs with it. I said Chris Cuomo's career died last night, and from it was born Chris Cromo.
Mm-hmm. It was great. I mean, this is going to end with, I think LeVar Ball is going to get his own, like, talk show.
He has to.
I think he's going to be
somebody has
the next
to. I mean,
Oprah.
It should be fucking us to just give him a shot.
Do they have a Facebook show, the Balls, as a reality TV show?
Ball in the Family.
How much money would you pay LeVar Ball right now to do a daily radio show on Sirius?
He's thinking. Do.
$1.5 to $2 million.
Think it's worth that?
I think he's that big right now. The problem is that'd be like a 1-year contract.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You never know.
Because
also,
he could just...
You have to have some language in there that you could pull the contract to.
I asked this yesterday.
Maybe after one episode.
Whether, like, the Kardashians that we talked about yesterday. So Kim had sex and turned it into this huge thing. Mm-hmm. Like, if Lonzo stinks, if he just turns out to be a bust, will the Ball Empire continue?
I think so.
Well, here's the thing.
I want to hear what LeVar Ball says.
The crux of last night was his worst son, LiAngelo, being involved in something off the court. So on the court does not matter anymore. Yeah. LeVar Ball puts asses in the seats for other reasons. So I don't think it matters. It helps. Certainly
that's
helps.
What I'm saying. But that's the Kardashians. They're opening. You need an opening.
Yeah.
The opening is he's number two.
I mean,
pick
at this point,
draft.
The merch.
Her, she got fucked. So that net. But the Kardashians. That's irrelevant now. They're life.
Mm-hmm. I think the merch is a life of its own. I charge $500 for sneakers. I charge $100 for T-shirts.
Are those sneakers ever coming?
They're supposed to be. What's today?
Today's
the 21st.
A year ago.
24th is the day that they said. I don't know if that means that they arrive when they start
Take
shipping.
A deeper
you
three,
haven't gotten like
talk.
A shipped email, have
Honestly,
you?
I have not.
Trent, that guy just shot that from half court.
I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. You bet them after they lost to Louisiana. That feels like it's on you.
Yeah.
Well, because how could they be favored?
It's a coin flip. It's got to come up tails.
That's a.
Oh! That dude, oh, that good. Guy from North Dakota,
foul.
South Dakota,
I mean,
State,
foul.
Whatever. Give
foul.
Me a break. That was as demoralizing as it gets.
Oh, yeah. It's real demoralizing. It's demoralizing. I have the over. I have Iowa. This stinks.
You know what we should do? We should give LeVar Ball a show, but I don't think he's capable of like putting together a show and interviewing people. We just need to have a rotating set of guests that come on to interview LeVar Ball.
There you go.
And just see how
LeVar does. The LeVar Ball show where he's the permanent guest.
Yes, he's the guest. Yeah.
Have you guys had any contact with him? I'm surprised.
Yeah,
he hasn't
we actually
up.
Have. We tried to get him on the show. His people reached out to us like 3 or 4 months ago.
Yeah.
And they wanted to get him on the show. And we're like, yes, absolutely.
For
we'll
sure.
have him on. But surprise, surprise, like they kind of fell off the map and they didn't respond to texts and stuff. They flaked. Hmm.
You know who else I think, realistically, I think could have a show is Hut Pastor.
Oh, really? Bieber's pastor?
Like,
yeah.
Like as a. Evangelist, pastor
just
type
doing
of like
whatever
call
that
in
dude
and,
does,
yeah,
just
like
brainwash our people. Like, seriously.
Like,
I think
like you think people
it.
Would call in?
Like,
Joel
Osteen's like has a monster
podcast. Remember that call that he got that was like, I've been trying to find you.
Yeah,
that, I've been reading the Bible. I think you get a lot of calls like that.
I still don't understand that call. For those who missed it, it was a guy's like, I wrote you a song, dude, and your church wrote back
like
it was the worst song ever. It's like, that definitely didn't happen, but I don't know who would lie about that.
Well, I don't know. This is the same hot pastor who came in wearing like a $25,000 Rolex and tried to tell us it was a fake. Give me a
from Canal Street.
You just got $10 million from Justin Bieber, bro. I'm pretty sure that's not a fake watch.
What's this guy's relationship to Bieber? Because I don't know that much about him.
So he's buddies with a pastor. They got a little pastor network, you know? Mm-hmm. Bieber's like hometown childhood pastor called him and explained, like, you know, there's a member of my congregation is this young man who's like growing up and, you know, you need to help out, I guess. It was probably a phone call like, yo, we got a live one.
Yeah.
We got a big one. He's going to be huge.
Big fish.
Yeah, let's share the wealth here.
His hit list of, like, who prescribes to his theory is, I mean.
And he sits here and
Beavers,
he says, like.
The Jenners,
Kardashians. I won't say who, like,
Kyrie Irving,
with me, but I know some people.
So this is, like, the new, was it Kabbalah that, like, Madonna and Britney Spears got into? Like, it goes, it, like, Scientology,
the only thing is, it's just
Kabbalah,
straight,
and then
he gets very mad when he hears Scientology. Yeah. He is just Christianity. Like, he's just like, straight up Jesus Christ. So it's not, like, a made-up religion. Oh, they're all made up, but.
But if you're not overbearing and, like, in people's faces, he's the cool pastor.
But
so
that's
it's, like,
the thing.
It's more relaxed. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, the thing is, he knows that. See, I know when I'm getting played, and I know when someone's playing me by acting like I'm not getting played. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? That's what that guy's doing. Yeah. And I'm letting it happen because I'm all in. I want to go to Hillsong Church on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
But I know that he says to himself, if I just play it cool and don't bash people over the head, they're more likely to actually give this a shot, which is wild that he's the it's not that great of a tactic, but he's the only one employing.
I also think that if you get famous and rich enough, you reach a point in your life where everything is so chaotic and you're such a bad person with everything that you do that you need somebody in your life to make you think that you're doing good.
Yeah.
And so if you just have a guy that hangs out with you and you're like, I'm very spiritual. This is the guy that I go to
it's
for
comforting.
Spiritual guidance.
Yep.
Then you're like, I'm not a shit person.
Yep. You have like a safety blanket, this made up blanket where you're just like, no, I'm good.
I don't think that anybody between the incomes of, let's call it, $50,000 a year and $10 million a year need somebody like that.
Right.
But once you get like over $10 million a year, and I would say that if you make more than $10 million a year, you probably do a lot of bad things. No matter, I would do a lot of really shitty things if I made that much money.
That's why you make money, is to be able to do all the bad things.
Do all the bad things that you shouldn't do, especially if you're like under 30 years old.
Yep.
So you need somebody to hang around you to be like, hey, you're not that bad.
Mm-hmm.
You like Jesus.
And you just do a little something like, you know, like get back together with that girl and you're good. You know what I mean? You push them a one direction that's like semi-good, and the person's like, okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm absolved.
I feel like I could be a good spiritual leader. I feel like I'd be really good
well,
at
listen,
lying about that.
He basically runs a cult. You basically run a cult with the award-winning listeners.
It's cult.
So we are a cult without really admitting it. So mm-hmm. I think we kind of basically do the same
But thing. I think we use our cult for good. That's what cult leaders tell you when they don't want you to think that you're
Bingo.
Actually being used for bad.
Bingo. So Hot Pastor, I also think that once you get one or two big fish, the rest follow because it's just like, oh, he's going to understand me. He's talked to NBA players.
Yeah.
He talks to entertainers. You know, I can't possibly just talk to a regular old therapist. I can't just talk to a regular preacher.
I will say, I liked how Hut Pastor, he didn't take your, like, cheap way out of it when it's like you can just do whatever you want and then be like, confessional, it's gone. He's like, no, I don't believe that.
Yeah, you got to live, you got to apologize, you got to mean it, and then you got to live accordingly. Whereas I subscribe to the whole, like, if I say I'm sorry, good.
But then if you mean your apology and say, hey, I'm going to really try, you can fuck up as long as you just say,
I was trying.
I'm a weak person.
Right.
I have my flaws.
Right.
I'm weak.
And that's why I turn to Jesus and I lean on him to try to be stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Done.
I don't understand that's possible. You just like think about a guy and then you're strong.
Yeah.
I think about Jesus.
Yeah.
So, okay. That sounds awesome.
Why don't you do it? Why don't you try it?
That is quite a grift.
I can't believe you guys. There's a billion of us out there, all these Christians who believe it, and we're just living great. You guys just won't subscribe to it. It's wild.
It's very sad.
Let's take this call.
Let's go to break. When we come back,
we'll
take this call.
All right, we're going to go to break first. They don't have these soft rims, Big Cat's going to talk about the Caymans. I thought I just won. God, I took a shit today and the producer walked in. The lock didn't work. I was just mid-shit.
Oh, no. Which one?
Baseball guy.
No, yeah. Justin?
Yeah, just shit.
That's gross.
That's tough.
Felt bad for him.
Well, we might have to get him on here to talk about that.
Taylor, it's tough. It's going to get real electric now.
So here comes the Jay Hay kid. Justin Havens joins us. He had a little run-in with Davey Pageviews.
Taking a shit.
Dave taking
right
a shit.
I locked we the have, door.
No, clearly you didn't.
No, it did. I clearly it, like, you did. Worked. I tested it. It was already locked.
That's not.
I think what it was like. I think you did lock it because the handle didn't move, but the door came in and out. So,
so
I
you
just
didn't
put
close
a little,
it. All
I just
way.
Put a little pressure on it, and it popped open. And yeah, we saw like, what we saw.
I listen. If I'm taking a shit, I'm locking the door. It's not like well, well, Dave, sometimes I won't.
Dave, you didn't do a good enough job, clearly.
Well, like you said, there was some gray area because I it was pushed in.
Well, you know those doors, too. I mean, you always got to kind of fidget with them, see whether they're
yeah,
open
well,
closed.
Yeah, well, I mean, was... people have been trapped in there before. The
yeah.
locks are sometimes
yeah,
too
so
good.
I think it was.
So you walked in and you just see Portnoy, like, pants around the ankles.
Yeah. How open was the door? How open did the door become?
I mean, came all the way.
I mean, I opened the door like I was going in.
Yeah. Was there eye contact?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah. For sure.
Oh, El Presidente. You can't have that.
Contact.
I don't know.
I don't give a fuck.
I gotta be honest.
The other guy.
If the situation was reversed, whether or not he was my boss, I would have had a much more startled reaction than he had. It was calm. It was cool. It was like, yeah, I'm
what,
in here.
What was said? Like, oh, sorry?
It was like, oh, sorry.
Hey, man, I'm taking a shit.
Yeah, and then I just went to the next one.
Listen, that's why I'd be a force in Survivor. It's just like natural.
You can't be like frazzled at all.
Missed. Iowa State.
That let me tell you, that is probably out of everyone here, the most you've caught in Portnoy in like you know the most vulnerable of states. Of course I don't really care, but you know your pants are around your ankles, your dick's just hanging in the toilet.
I think I was on my phone,
you're stinking the
scores.
Joint up. You got fucking farts coming out of your butt. You're looking at your bets. That's a man who's you know not it's not an alpha position exactly. It's
3 minutes without a bucket from. Iowa.
Absolutely. The worst show I've ever been a part of. No doubt about it.
I figured if you're asking me to come in, we're digging deep here.
I mean, all it is just callers being like, you should bet on this and you should bet on that.
Ryan, what do you got?
This has been a great show so far. I like the part where you guys talk about Iowa and then the part where you guys talk about Dave taking a shit. So it's been a great show.
Listen, don't act for 1 second that Dave getting caught taking a shit is not something that Stoolies would eat up. The rest of it, I agree with you. But don't tell me that the latest topic wasn't good.
No, that's true. Yeah, no, you're completely right. Hey, shout out Tim Cobbett, by the way.
Tim Cobbett, March 8th.
Tim Cobbett, March 8th, birthday.
Not a big deal. Hey, happy Thanksgiving, Tim, by the way, if you're out there. Hey, listen, I want to talk about – I'm worried, Dave, really, when it comes down to it, this Black Friday thing. I'm worried that on Monday I'm not going to have a blog to go read. Because
could go out of business.
Could always happen.
Could always go out of business.
Always a major, major risk here.
Now, Jay Hay here is going to be producing the Cyber Monday Buried Alive segment with me. What would you set as a producer who's got to be ready for all things to happen? What is the percentage chance like something somewhat goes wrong with Dave being trapped in the coffin?
I gotta be honest. It's actually a very I feel very relaxed about it.
Okay.
Because like you know, there's just so much that's in the control of you guys, and if something goes wrong, it goes wrong.
Great for business.
If I die in the coffin,
I mean, come on.
Be big
well,
news.
Death would be a black mark on the producing career, I
probably.
Think,
but you know what? We'd sell a fuck ton of T-shirts.
We would.
You always say how you want like a you know like a big funeral and like a distinguished
a live
death
funeral,
and whatnot.
Live death.
Yeah, like how many people out there can say that they had their death live streamed like that? Could you imagine? You know how much shit I'm going to be talking? Can you imagine my face when I realize you're actually dead? And I'm
imagine
like,
that.
Oh, shit.
People will be worried.
I don't know if people understand how serious. Like, this is a coffin.
Can you actually, during the break, go get pictures of the coffin so that people
it's
fully
like
understand?
Startling.
Oh, and for the record, I was talking to Chip, our merch guy, who had a lot. He's controlling a lot of this stuff. I said to him, what's the coffin like? And he goes, I couldn't actually test it out myself because it's made for little people. So. Got that going for you, Dave.
Chip's not exactly a monster.
I was just
going
to say, fairly slender guy.
No, height-wise, you're a little person. You're going to fit in it. It's only like
it's only
5'10". So
it's going to be snug.
It's going to be real.
It's like
you're going to have like 2 or 3 inches to spare.
You want the real feeling though,
yeah,
being buried, right?
of being like completely buried alive. We're not going to put you in some fake ass coffin. Let's go to break. When we come back, last half hour of the day, we'll take some calls.
The girl wants to talk about rough and rowdy. Jessica, we'll get
Jessica when we come back. Talk to us, Shorty.
And by the way, Iowa literally hasn't scored since we said they're scoring a lot. So they were.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I can't deal with this right now.
Oh, no.
Dan doesn't have the headphones on. He doesn't know
what this music means. Da, 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 da.
I have actually a bone to pick with him.
Da, da, da. All right, listen. Let me tell you something right now, Rico.
By the way, they're on
your
eight.
Boy,
now,
your
this
boy
was
Dave
going over, and then Iowa stopped scoring for 5 straight minutes.
Your boy Dave is very fragile right now, Rico. So just take it easy. Go ahead.
Why is he fragile? He don't give me a free seat. I came out.
It's the phone again. It's the phone again, Rico.
He has the worst phone in the world.
Ever.
It's this has been like 5 years, too.
I think it's when I yell. No, I think it's when I yell. Did you hear me now?
I can't.
Barely.
Hit free throws.
Barely.
Kevin, I got to tell you a Rico story. So Rico, over the weekend, Rico's fucking text message thread to me, Dave, Stanford, Steve, Lewis, and Hank is just like basically Rico just talking to himself.
How
and
do
then
you let,
me,
how do you, how does he get Stanford Steve's number?
I pass along
Kevin,
as a mistake.
I got guys, bro. You're not the only one.
I'm your guy. Shut the fuck up, Rico. I'm your fucking guy. I gave you Stanford Steve's number. Shut up.
Yeah, okay. I got guys, bro. Okay, Kevin thinks he's a big swinging dick because he's friends with Rosenberg. All right, pal. I got guys, too.
All right. So wait. No. Let me. No. You shut up. You shut up.
I'm the caller.
Yeah, I know. We'll hang up on you. We'll hang up on you. Let me tell the story.
You will not hang up on me on a holiday. You will not.
That's like the fastest. That's the fattest person.
And you haven't said thank you. Not once.
Okay.
Shirts are on sale. I'm giving out winners. It's the holidays. Buy a fucking shirt. If you don't buy a shirt, go to Patsy's Pizza in Bay Ridge. Charlie Cavallo has now branched out from DJs. He owns a pizzeria. We will be doing a pizza review there. Frankie has already set it up. It's going to be fantastic. Shirts come out Friday. Dave, I would like you to say thank you for Arizona State on the holiday.
I haven't taken your football picks. I'm just on this thread. I wasn't gambling, so I didn't
Dave
jump
hasn't
in.
Responded once. It's
I'm
awesome.
Not betting okay. these games.
But Dave, yeah. I directly talked to you last week and said, Arizona State, pal. It's the holidays. I come running. Foxhole. I'm a foxhole guy, baby. Aztec.
Okay.
Love the Aztec.
Okay. Stop. Hold on. Stop. Kevin, let me tell you the story. So, Rico, so he just talks to himself basically all Saturday.
Right.
And then every now and then I'll jump in to antagonize him. And he gave this pick, Old Dominion, -7. He fucking loved it. And I kept on updating. I was like, Rice just scored. Rice just scored. And he was like, are you the only – thanks, big cat. Are you the only fucking asshole who's got the ESPN Gamecast in America? We don't need an update. And then he had this quote. America wants to see Rico Bosco fail. That's yeah, what he sure. says. That's what he says.
That's
you guys all want to see me
shake.
Fail. America.
I never get a fair shake on these airways. Not once. Sun Devils. They were a fucking winner, baby.
What
a
about
winner.
Old Dominion? Loser. What about Arizona State second
project.
Half? Loser.
Plus 14 units, bro. What did I say? You're like the old lady with a fucking Virginia ham under her arm complaining she's got no bread, baby. Because I've been provided winners all week, bro. Stop crying about bread. You got a Virginia ham. Plus 14 units. Buy your goddamn shirt. Buy your goddamn shirt. I'm crying.
Oh, my God.
Always a pleasure, Rico.
Kevin, too. Kevin, you sit there like a dummy. I mean, I love you, but you sit there like a dummy during college football. One time, bro, say, hey, you know what?
I gave you a shout-out.
Fucking island is on
it. Well, you want shout-outs now for guys who don't even bet on games?
I gave you the fucking shout-out, you fucking loser.
Rico wants shout-outs from everyone in the – Rico picks one winner every, like, 3 months, and he wants everyone to suck his dick for.
Stop, man. It's my favorite week of the year. Stop saying fake news, bro. Come on. Let's end on a high note. Dave, yeah. Just say thanks, and then everybody sing along. Frankie, cue the music. Dave, say thanks.
Dave, say thanks.
Rico, how thankful? Hey, Rico, how thankful are you for Aaron Judge being in your life?
Okay, that's enough. All right, Frankie, cue the music. Ba 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 na, ba 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 na. Let's go, baby. Patsy's Pizza, first tomorrow night. Fun Andy in the building. Let's go, DJ. Happy Thanksgiving. Drive safe. God bless America.
We're going to go to break. When we come back, we'll wrap up the calls. We'll wrap up the day. We'll wrap up the shit show.
Kevin left.
This is just going to be now going to watch, listen to it live. It's 74.
Kevin, come back. I can't talk this entire time. We need Iowa. We're still back in the same spot. Iowa needs to hit a shot. Because I don't think they're going to foul again, Dave. I don't think they're
going to
foul again.
No, they're not.
So we're fucked. We're going to lose by 1 point. Oh, we're going to lose by 2 points. Actually, now they might. Oh, you got to be kidding me. The free feed just froze.
20 seconds.
Hit a three.
No.
Oh, it froze again. What happened? What happened? Did you get fouled? Oh, he ran one. That was an and one.
Is it an
yes,
and one?
Yes, it was an and one. He just got it in one. It froze as he was
driving.
So
we're pushing right now.
So we pushed, and we have a free throw to win. Wow. That was thrilling to not even be able to see it. Wait. He might not have gotten the end one. It might just be a two-point
layup.
Doesn't matter.
You call a timeout.
They're going to foul again. This is Nate, sit down.
Did they get it? They get an AM1?
Nate, we need someone to actually talk because we're not even talking. We're just doing. Yeah, do Nate. Nate Dogg's in here. Do Nate at noon.
I'm just trying to sweat out the rest of the game with you.
What's on your mind, Nate? What's going on?
I did check it, by the way. I have 151.
You have 151. I'm checking right now. I also have 151. So we pushed.
You're already pushed.
And we just need a free throw for a win.
He has the shot coming up, right?
No,
we don't know what happened.
No, we have no idea what happened. It froze when he was driving to the hoop.
And we just saw a guy on the ground.
And it came back and he was on the ground.
You're screaming and one. I thought he had a shot coming.
The whole screen came back and he was just laying
on the
ground.
He still could be shooting.
Yeah, he could be. I have no idea.
This is the longest timeout in history.
This whole thing is just like it's,
and the thing is, I think it's still I think it's still 1-on-1 for the other team. So if they miss, we'll have
that's
to come
bad.
Score.
No, if they miss, then we lose.
The feed
we won't win if they miss.
The feed
because Iowa will chuck up a three and then not foul.
Yeah,
we're not shooting.
Damn.
Okay, that was the fakest and one ever.
Fuck. So now you need
a foul. We need 1 point.
Foul and a point. This is Nate, you got to talk about something else for our listeners at home. I feel bad for them.
For the listeners at home,
oh
the
my God.
Feed that Foul! We're watching is like a
what
periscope.
Are you doing?
There he goes. He fouled him.
8 seconds left. We don't know if he's in. I'll check right
that
now.
That was dangerously close. No, you can't check. You're going to
okay,
be ahead.
Yeah, right. I wanted to see if they were in. If they were
I think they're still in the 1-on-1.
I feel like they got fouled like at least three times.
Yeah, so if he makes this, you're over.
Yeah, if he makes us, we make our over. This is the guy I want
we're
shooting.
We're pushed right now, at least.
This is the guy we want shooting.
Yeah.
I think.
I don't know.
These rims are ridiculous.
You can never tell who the shooter is when it's a team full of white guys.
Well, This guy I saw hit a three.
So he's clutch from the line.
Shut up, Nate. I'm gonna kill Yeah, one. He's saying one. No, it's two.
Oh!
These rims are unbelievable.
Get in! We got to take the next under here.
These rims are unbelievable. He rimmed out.
This guy is, he's ready. Oh, come on. Oh,
yes!
Yeah!
Fuck, this game's
that
easy.
That was. And he's going to drain a three.
Nope.
Or he's the best.
All right. Winner. That was hard damn work. That was hard
you
damn
don't
work.
That's how you do radio, Dave.
If you're not in this game, you don't understand how hard it is to get a W.
Also,
it is so hard to get a dub. Like, we just got a dub. By 1 point. Wait, what is that? How do they have the ball back?
No, they was out of bounds. That also, I might want to listen back to that just to see, like, that was like a beautiful mind between us when we're doing all the calculations in our head. Like, those are only gambling calculations. Like, when will they stop fouling? Do you need who needs to score when? Because it worked exactly how we said it was going to work. We said we need one of the teams to get up by six with like 2 minutes left and get in that exact situation. That's why you love college basketball.
Kevin, you crazy son of a bitch. You stayed on the phone line this entire time. So what do you got, Kevin?
That was absolutely the most electric radio I've
ever heard. I'm shaking.
So Charlotte-
I'm out of breath. I'm out of breath.
80-72 final total is 151. What a world. These bookmakers,
they're
the best.
I almost hung up. I had to know the outcome.
Yeah, these bookmakers, they're the best at what they do
of anybody
in the world.
So shortly after you announced Sirius, ESPN came out with a new slate of radio programs that they're going to have. I don't think you could be more in John Skipper's head if you tried.
Why?
But,
what is it?
I just did like a shakeup of the personalities. I guess that they, I think enemy of the state, Sarah Spain's going to have her own show.
Sarah Spain.
From like 6 to 9 with someone else. I mean, it's like the worst time slot.
What are you looking for?
Yeah. I'd rather listen to 2 hours about Portnoy taking a shit and hitting his bet.
Do you hear that one? Justin Havens walked in on me taking a shit today.
Who?
Justin.
Oh, starting nine?
Yeah.
He just walked. Did you not lock
the door?
It was something.
No, the door was locked or it wasn't.
No, he admitted. It was something fidgety. He's like, it was locked.
Wonky door.
Was it downstairs?
No, right up here.
Wow.
Yeah,
it was eye contact.
And he saw you with the eye contact?
Yeah, it was mid shit.
That happens.
Happens. Yeah. All right.
All right, that's the show, people. Thanks for sticking around. swing.
Make sure you check out the new app for Barstool Sports. It's in the App Store on iOS and in Google Play. So whether you got the iPhone, whether you got the Androids, you can consume your Barstool in the smartest, easiest way possible. Everything is streamlined. Everything is sleek. Everything is sexy. We finally got real technology behind us, and that means it's easier to consume all the content, all the laughs, all the girls, all the controversy, all the merch, everything you want from Barstool, easy, delivered right to your phone on the new app. So download it today. It's free on the App Store and iOS and Google Play today.
It's Barstool Radio.
It's your boy KFC, and it's the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. I'm sitting in the studio all alone. Not a single person in front of me. I believe Big Cat will be joining me, but you never know. Portnoy gone. No days off. Portnoy taking a day off. Coley Mick, I hope he's alive. You never know with him. I got Frankie Borelli behind the glass, and I believe I'm graced with the presence of All Business Pete. Is it All Business Pete?
If it's supposed to be a day off, I am here working.
I mean, by God, is that All Business Music? Holy cow! Pete back behind the glass for an episode of Barstool Radio.
You deserve to be lonely.
I deserve to be lonely. If you are sitting at your desk right now, we're going to get through this together. Don't worry. We're almost there. Hopefully you're not in much longer. I feel like 2 p.m. is like the universal quitting time at the latest for the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So hopefully this takes you to the finish line. It's the Wednesday. It's the Thanksgiving Eve Wednesday. They call it the biggest drinking night of the year. If you're back from college or you're back home and you're young and you're happy and you're full of hope and dreams, this is a great night for you. You're going to go out. You're going to party. Hopefully you hook up with some chick that, you know, it's the ex-girlfriend and you're rekindling a flame, or it's the one that got away. It's the hot chick you thought was out of your league, but now you're making a little bit of money and you're better than you were in high school, and now's the time to make up for lost time. You know, all those things if you actually have your life in front of you. Pete, what are you going to do for Thanksgiving Eve?
Oh, for Thanksgiving Eve?
Yeah.
I think I might have one beer.
Beer for Pete. He'll probably be in bed by like 9 o'clock. Hopefully you're drugging your kids with Benadryl tonight. I know I'm certainly going to try to do that. I'm hosting Thanksgiving, which is absolutely one of the worst things that's ever happened to me, period. None of my fucking family has a house. I'm the only all the skells that are in my family all live in an apartment like a bunch of poors. So everyone's got to come to my house. I'm hosting. You know how much I know how to cook? Zero. Frankie, maybe I need you to come over. You can cook things, right?
I can cook you a pizza.
All right, let's do pizza for Thanksgiving. Fuck it. We're breaking the rules because I don't know how to cook a fucking thing, so we're having the whole thing like catered basically from, I think, Fairway or some shit. I saw a bunch of Martha Stewart boxes show up in my house yesterday, so I got a bunch of Martha Stewart shit. That should be fun. I got my in-laws coming. I have two kids under two. I have the worst-behaved dog on the planet. My brother is bringing his kid, I'm going to need more alcohol and more substances to get through this week than you can even fathom. Forget about the tryptophan. We're going straight to the hard stuff. Thanksgiving has had, Feidelberg described it as a rebranding. Today there's a KFC Radio quickie out where we dive into these topics as well. So if you want to listen to the podcast, you got that. I feel like there's this movement going on that Thanksgiving is somehow the best holiday of the year. And I'm here to tell you that's just not correct. Doesn't mean that I don't like Thanksgiving. I enjoy it. The four-day weekend is great. It kicks off the holiday season. You got football. You roll that right into Home Alone and some of the holiday classics. The whole world dives into the Christmas season. You get the decorations. You get the music. You get that warm and fuzzy holiday feeling. I get it. Thanksgiving is enjoyable. It's not the best holiday of the year. Let's get serious with that. It's probably not even top five. First of all, anybody claiming anything other than Christmas is a buffoon. Christmas is king. It always has been. It always will be. It marks the birth of JC. It marks the birth of the Messiah. It's the most important holiday there is. You get a bunch of free shit. That's awesome. There's no topping that. Now, I get it when you're like, Pete, how much do you hate Christmas now because you got to buy shit for your kids?
I just hate having to do anything above and beyond.
Correct.
And anything in life, and so this has raised that to another level.
And so that's where, I mean, once you hit our level, Pete, every holiday stinks because it's just more responsibility. It used to be 4 days off, and you eat, you go home, your mom does your laundry, you eat some food, you watch some football, you drink a lot, you maybe have some sex. Great. Christmas was just everybody gives you a bunch of free shit, and you got to buy a couple things here and there, but you don't, you barely break the bank, and so you just get all of the things you've wanted all year long. That's awesome. You can't top that. So listen, when you're discussing holidays, anybody who has a wife and kids and all that shit, they all stink. But if you're still at the point of life where you can enjoy holidays, period, Christmas is king, and there's no disputing that. I won't even listen to your arguments. After that, I think you got to go like the 4th of July, Memorial Day, summer holidays. You're kicking off the summer with Memorial Day. You're smack in the middle of summer on 4th of July. It comes at a time when you desperately need a day off. You're sunny. It's sunny. You're tan. You're drinking. You're happy. Work is a joke. Nobody's really around. I mean, Thanksgiving is really just one glorified meal, which I'm all about. I get it. I like eating food. But 364 days a year, you hate spending time with your family. If I told you on a random Thursday that you had to sit down with your aunt and uncle and eat with them and spend time with them, you'd say, fuck that. You'd want to be alone. You want to hang out with your friends. You want to just watch football on your own. Now, all of a sudden, you have to do it with your cousins who don't know a fucking thing about football, who won't shut the fuck up. You got to eat some weird meal at 1 p.m. Why do you have to eat dinner at 1 p.m. on Thanksgiving? What's that about? Why are we having dinner at lunchtime? What the fuck's going on there? And yeah, I like the stuffing, but we're going to sit here and just like jerk off over turkey and mashed potatoes? I don't get the hype. That's what I'm saying, is that over the past few years, there's been a Thanksgiving glow-up, and I'm not really sure why. Frankie seems to be, you seemed a little upset that we were saying we are not riding Thanksgiving's dick. Are you a big Thanksgiving guy?
I mean, I'm not particularly a big, like, family and Thanksgiving guy in that sense, but I do love the food. I'm not gonna say that it's not awesome that we just get to eat a shit ton of food and just hang out and drink beers.
I mean, what are you, some fucking poor kid from Africa? You can't just eat food whenever you want?
You can eat food whenever you want.
You own a goddamn restaurant, Frankie. You come in here and you tell me how you eat dinner for free every single night of your life.
So even more so, this is a day to break it up and I get to eat food I don't usually eat.
Oh,
I don't usually eat cranberry sauce.
Jesus Christ.
And I love the what type of cranberry sauce guy are you? You like the fresh one, or are you the guy with the gelatin and you gotta see the rims?
Frankie, I am offended you even need to ask me this question.
What type of guy
do you think I am?
I know what guy you are. You're the canned.
You know I'm the canned.
I love that shit. So, yeah, see, I'm already getting hyped up for
dude,
it.
Dude, see,
tomorrow.
Okay, I'm down with the cranberry.
And my mom tries to make like homemade stuffing. Give me the stovetop shit.
Oh yeah.
What are
the
you crazy?
Put the
sausage,
put apples, and sausage in
if
there.
You put an apple in my fucking
the fuck
stuffing.
Out of my face.
I'm gonna kick you out of the goddamn house, and
get
I'm
out.
Never coming back.
Get out! You don't know what you're doing. I want to take that. I want to take that cranberry from the can,
yeah.
And I want to pop it, and I want to hear this.
Yes.
And it pops out in a perfect cylinder with the lines all around it, and you slice it like it's some sort of synthetic food from the future that doesn't even fucking make sense.
I feel like
sense.
I'm a surgeon when I'm eating fucking cranberry
exactly.
sauce. I want my cranberry sauce to look like a toy, like it was made in a toy store. That's what I want
it,
my cranberry
honestly,
sauce.
It looks like it looks like Nickelodeon Gak
yeah.
or Play-Doh or something
yes.
like that. Like you're not even supposed to consume it.
Right.
How about this? I'm thinking about, you know, some men just like to watch the world burn. I'm thinking about this Thanksgiving. I'm setting the table. I light the candles. We probably say grace. Shout out to Jesus Christ. And I take out the cranberry, right? And I let it slide out. And then rather than slicing it, what if I just pick it up and take a bite out of it like it's an apple? Right in front of the whole family. What if I just take a bite from the middle of it and I just chew it straight up in everybody's face?
That's like when people eat like Kit Kats like straight
yes.
across all the lines.
I think it might be more uncomfortable. I don't think you can do something more uncomfortable than take a bite of the cranberry cylinder in front of your whole family. I'd be like, everybody break bread. Here you go. And I just take a huge chunk out
probably
of the middle
the best
of it.
Tasting thing you've ever had.
I mean, you know what? It's like you make a sandwich almost. You just like lay a slab on top of your turkey.
So the more we talk about this, the cooler Thanksgiving sounds. It's
well,
awesome.
The cranberry is king.
This experience
I'll
is great
this.
That we're talking about already. Like we're already looking forward to doing this.
Okay, fine, but let's not compare it to Christmas.
No, I would never compare. No,
okay.
No, no.
As
no,
long
no.
as you have like
yeah.
limits to your ridiculousness.
I have limits. I think
here.
It's a good holiday. I like going out on like tonight I'll be going out.
Okay, so you're a young buck. What are you going to do? You're
you
wiped
know
up, though.
You know, what's
so.
You know what's crazy, though? You know what's actually insane? In my group chat with my buddies, one of my friends said, would I be crazy to say we all, like, make a fire and drink beers and, like, play poker tonight? And we were all like, are you insane? We're getting to the point where this is like the last time that we can all do this together. Like,
well, how old, I'm
24,
how old
are you? 24.
Okay.
So it's like we're all getting to the point where it's like, this may be like the last time that we can all go out and still be at a bar with like 20,
young,
21
young
year
people.
Olds, like all kids that are just graduating college.
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
This is the last time. It's not going to be creepy.
All right. I can live for that. And maybe it's just because I'm washed up. But you saying, like, let's sit around by a fire, play poker, and drink, like, that sounds
fucking
awesome.
You can do that
awesome.
Any night, though. Just like how you're saying you can eat Thanksgiving on any night. I can sit around a fire. I'm not going to be able to see girls that, like, oh, maybe, I mean, like,
okay.
Guys,
be careful, by the
yeah,
way,
yeah,
bud.
I'm saying, like guys, can't
other
see
guys.
Guys can't see girls that you haven't seen in a while and shit. We got to go to a break.
Yeah,
I'm about to hit this fucking siren.
I get what you're saying. 24 is probably you're starting to be on the fringe there. By the time you're 26, if you're still hanging out with, like, the 20-year-old, 19-year-old kids coming back from college, you got to maybe take a long look.
I remember when I was like 21 and like, you know, you're in college and everyone comes back and you see these kids that are 4 years or 5 years older than you. It's like, just give it up.
Yeah,
it's
dude.
Like, what are you
like,
doing?
You don't
want
to be that
so
guy.
You do not want to be that group of friends that
correct.
Are still hanging around the young kids.
That full-blown super senior plus
that's,
like
that
three
is
or
nothing
four.
More embarrassing than that. And you always see them like at your local bar. Like we have a bar in my town. It's like the same kids there. No matter every year
yep.
when people are back from school, every year this kid's there. Yo, what's up? You remember me? It's like,
no,
oh, no dude, you're 30 years old.
Yeah, go
like,
away.
Go have a family.
Now, let me ask you this though. Are you? Is this your first Thanksgiving at Barstool?
No, it's actually my second.
But yeah, since you became Frankie Borelli.
Oh yeah.
So since your glow up, so are you gonna go into your local like shitty bar? And be flexing on the haters a little bit.
I don't think so.
Oh, you absolutely are. You're like some schmuck is gonna be sitting there like, well, you know, I make $45,000 a year when I was working as a fucking like bookkeeping accountant, and you're gonna be like, oh yeah, guess what? I accidentally became a producer on Sirius XM, and what have I been up to? Flying private jets with supermodels, going celebrating Patriots Super Bowls, you know, living the goddamn dream.
Going to Pitbull concerts.
Going to Pitbull concerts, right. Uh-huh. I think if there's anybody out there who's going to low-key, secretly, really enjoy a little high school reunion right now, it's your boy Frankie Borelli.
I'm marking my calendar.
Yeah, you know, it's one
I
of those things.
I keep saying, like, when is that 10-year reunion?
I said this on KSU Radio. I wouldn't mind some sort of reunion right now.
I mean, you talk about me.
It would be good.
It would be great.
But the thing is, I'm so washed. Like, if I was Dave and I was single right now, like, forget about it.
Imagine Dave showed up to a high school reunion.
His whole life's a high school reunion, Frankie.
I'm just saying. The people
all he does is hang out with you guys.
Yeah, but the people he actually grew up with, they'd be like, God damn.
This guy was a fucking loser. How did he end up making more money than me? The dumbest millionaire on the planet Earth. So I want to hear from you guys. What are you doing tonight, Thanksgiving Eve? What are your thoughts on Thanksgiving, the power rankings, where it ranks as a all-time holiday? It's a Thanksgiving edition. We got a shit ton of topics. So we'll be talking Thanksgiving, but we'll also run through Manute Bol, LeVar Ball, A-Rod and his bitch ex-girlfriend mother. Net neutrality, we got Pete. He's a nerd. He can maybe explain to us what the fuck's going on there because it sounds like none of this matters at all. You know what net neutrality sounds like to me? It sounds like the White Walkers in Game of Thrones. Where, like, we're sitting here and we're worried about, like, the little, how are we going to fill, like, the 2 p.m. hour in Barstool Radio when we have a new channel? And what are we going to do about, like, our traffic? Guess what? Winter is coming. Net neutrality is fucking over and the internet is going to end as we know it. I don't think anybody but the nerds really understand just exactly how fucking bad it's going to be when we all have to pay for the internet and pay for porn and all that sort of shit. So maybe Pete can break it down for us. The number 646-627-8450. Open season here. Thanksgiving Eve. We're trying to get you to the four-day weekend. Let's do it. Barstool Radio on Rush 93. We are now joined by the legend, the man, the myth, the legend, Big Cat.
I got no legend. I can't hear myself.
Turn his headphones
Pete,
up, Frankie.
You stink at this.
God. You know what?
Pete stinks.
You know what it
this.
Is? What does Pete even do here anymore?
I'll tell you what Pete does. He always he tells everyone it's someone else's fault.
Oh, that's, yeah. He's a like, big pass the buck kind of guy.
Pete is a big, like, as long as I do my job, it's no one. I'm like clear.
I can't I can't fault them for that, man.
No, but there's a team element. Like, you got to help other people sometimes.
Sometimes.
This is some bullshit.
Sometimes.
You're some bullshit. You're some bullshit.
Oh, great. Your headphones work.
You're some bullshit.
All right, great.
It's like, if I can just figure out, you know, if I can just cross my eye, you know, cross my T's and dot my I's, then I'm clean.
Yeah, my T's and I's are keeping this entire place up and running.
Oh, is that the case, huh?
I feel like you're saying you have to do the levels. There's no way you're even doing anything on that board.
Pete, I honestly haven't seen you do a single thing here in the past, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
What have you done?
Just grumpy.
I prepared to launch a serious radio channel.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. What does that
really
mean?
Hard. A lot of work.
What does that even mean?
So just do the thing that happens for 2 hours a day, just more hours a day?
No, it's going to be bigger than that.
And you have and you have nothing to do with the current 2 hours.
I mean, I make sure that they happen.
Mm. What does that even mean?
Internet?
Yes. Yeah,
Pete, you're just saying words out
loud. Here's where Pete is, because this is actually very relatable, because everyone has this guy at every office. And I remember I used to have it when I worked in real estate. Like, everyone has the guy who knows how to run the internet, and when the internet's down, he's the one who knows how to fix it. And basically, he just gets a pass for everything else.
He's made himself completely indispensable,
right?
Because nobody else can, quote unquote, do what he does.
Right. No one's going to question it. No one's going to be like, hey, why is that guy not doing anything today? You just know that guy, if the internet breaks, you blame him and he fixes it.
Yep.
And then he gets to do whatever he wants for the rest of his life.
It's just like you keep yourself some little skill that no one else is going to take the time to learn.
Yeah.
And you're completely indispensable.
Mm-hmm.
You fucking
skunk snake.
Yeah,
it's a great
snake.
Job to have.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I'm almost willing to guarantee that Dan is a huge Thanksgiving guy.
I love Thanksgiving. I can't believe this slander.
Let me just make this clear. It's much like my Godfather situation. It's not bad. It's the hype surrounding it has gotten out of control. People are now saying
show me the weakness in Thanksgiving.
You have to eat dinner with your family. You have to be surrounded by family.
Okay, but
you don't want to be around.
Football on, and you like barely have to pay
Christmas
attention.
Still has football.
No, it doesn't.
Why not? Late December?
Doesn't. No, sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't.
Well, it might.
Thanksgiving always has football. 100% of the time, Thanksgiving has football.
A couple shitty football games is going to save me from talking to my in-laws and my cousins that I don't like.
Yeah, you throw the football. Yes, of course. No. The Lions game every Thanksgiving.
The Lions game is not saving me from my misery.
The Lions game every Thanksgiving is basically like the get-out-of-any-conversation game. You just sit there, have it on, and you're just like, oh, yeah. Lions look shitty again this year.
What you just described right there is not like, oh my God, I can't wait for
but
that.
But you have to do the same thing at Thanksgiving. You have to have dinner with your family, don't you? I mean,
yeah,
Christmas.
But then you also get a bunch of free shit.
Okay, well, I would say Christmas maybe when you're a kid.
Yes.
But as an adult, Thanksgiving is far better than Christmas.
I think that all holidays, as you get older and have responsibility, are kind of like, this is just annoying.
But that's why, okay, so Thanksgiving, here's my plea for Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving isn't just Thursday. It's the whole
weekend. Yeah.
It's the whole mindset. It's like, last Friday was the best Friday of the year because you're like, I don't really have to work for another
short
week.
Yes.
Right.
It kicks off the whole holiday mail time season.
No one does Monday and Tuesday. Nothing. Everyone goes out, you know, either everyone doesn't work Wednesday or works a half day, which is barely like working a half day, by the way, is like the best trick.
The best scam going.
Because you get credit for a full day.
Yep. I got people tweeting me now like, yo, dude, I work at a place that's making me come in on Black Friday. Like, should I quit? Like, dude, that's the best day to just pop
ooh,
in.
I don't know about Black Friday. I disagree there.
I think it depends on your situation.
Yeah.
I think if you can pop in and pop out and get credit and then take off like a different day.
I feel like such shit on Black Friday after Thanksgiving. And it's not even like I drink so much. It's just the food hangover and just you feel like
the
garbage.
Wednesday half day is
yeah.
I mean, today yesterday,
Wednesday,
forget about it.
Wednesday half day is you basically get credit for working when you're not doing shit. But that's the beauty of Thanksgiving. It's the whole week. There's football on. There's basketball on. There's, like, every single second has sports.
This is just you gambling on
sports.
That's all this is.
No.
It's food and gambling.
No.
And that's a good argument for Thanksgiving.
Listen, Thanksgiving is, like, the universal because there's, like, Christmas, even Christmas, like, you know, or Hanukkah, like, all this shit, you have to still do, like, religious shit.
Yeah, that's
religion
true.
Sucks.
Yep. Well, listen, the meaning of Thanksgiving, where we just, it was an absolute massacre of the Native Americans, that's just all gone.
And
nobody
now
cares
it's
about
just
that.
Food and football. Like, yo, it's a food and football
Borelli,
holiday.
Grab me Trent right now. Trent is just, he's just hanging.
Yeah.
He's just not doing anything.
I know.
So this will be a good, good counter argument.
I almost invited him over to my house. I was like, I don't think so.
I think he would have politely declined anyway.
He kind of did because I like half invited him.
No,
he's
thanks.
Like, no, I think I'm just gonna hang out.
This is a good example because if you're gonna sit here and tell me that anybody out there is sucking Thanksgiving's dick, tell me that you don't want to be Trent right now, who has absolutely
no
responsibility.
He's going to be sad on Thursday.
He is absolutely not going to
be
sad.
He's going to be sad.
Saddle up, partner.
This is the guy who goes to John Mayer concerts by himself.
Are you depressed?
I'm not. I am one of the happiest people in the world.
Okay, so here's what I'm saying. Everybody, now Dan is trying to tell me how awesome Thanksgiving is. You can't tell me Thanksgiving's awesome if you want to be in Trent's shoes.
Right.
Because you are just going to have 4 days to yourself.
Yep.
Maybe you'll eat turkey. Maybe you won't. Do whatever.
Probably not.
Are you going to go to someone's Thanksgiving? People invited you here.
A lot of people invited me
here.
And
you politely declined.
Because
what you're about to do is better than Thanksgiving itself.
Right. You guys were bitching this morning about, no, I mean, I don't want to talk out of school, but you guys don't want to go to your Thanksgiving.
Hell
you guys
no.
are hosting them.
Yep.
I get to do absolutely nothing. It's great.
I actually, hosting Thanksgiving is great because you get the remote control. No, you control the remote. Like, I am now a big, like, hosting. And you just basically just kick everyone out at some point.
Yeah.
Just, like, it's over.
The no traveling is
big
key.
Yeah, like, no,
drink,
like.
You get fucking as drunk as you want.
Here, you get as drunk as you want.
Yeah.
You, like, your dog's there, which is kind of fun.
Yep,
and then
yep.
you also don't have to, like, do the whole, hey, you carry this turkey to the fucking car or, like, stuffing and don't break it because I've spent hours and hours on it. That's the scariest.
Don't break it.
After you've had, like, you've been sitting there drinking all morning, and your mom's like, hey, here's, like, this thing I've been slaving over. Can you put it in the trunk of the car? And you're like, oh, fuck. This
absolutely
is like,
not.
This is the hardest thing ever.
No, I know this is going to get spun into, I go to John Mayer concerts by myself, which I do that. It's
the
a
king of loneliness.
Yeah, but it's like, I don't have to do, I have no responsibilities. I've gone to, however old I am now, I've gone to 27 Thanksgivings where it's like, it's fine, but I'd rather not be around all of these people.
Yep.
Now I have an excuse. Oh, I'm in New York.
You're
going to
be sad on Thursday.
No.
Well, all right, so are food places open on Thanksgiving?
I don't know.
They are.
That's my one concern.
You might starve to death.
Yeah, stock up.
No, I thought about that this morning. I'm like, everything's going to be closed tomorrow, so Seamless probably won't be going around, so I'm going to have to stop at the grocery store and get something.
I think Chinese is universal, right? I don't think Asians celebrate any of this shit.
That's the thing. It's like, you will be depressed if you wake up tomorrow morning and you can't get, like, booze or food.
I would stock up.
You need to stock up.
I'm going
to
do that tonight.
Like apocalypse style.
Because
the end of the world is coming.
Listen, I'm a guy who likes to be alone, too. Like, I like just sit on the couch and just do nothing.
It's the best.
It's awesome.
I have roommates right now, and they're all gone because they're going home for the Thanksgiving. I have the apartment to myself. Like, that's the best part of this whole thing.
So that's really what it comes down to. You're just doing this so you can have the apartment to yourself.
That's definitely part of it.
Yeah. You can masturbate in the middle of the living room, bro.
I'm going to.
As you should.
You guys, when you guys are at your Thanksgiving with our family, think about me masturbating in the middle of my apartment.
I will. I'm going to zone off, and people are going to be like, Kevin, what are you thinking about? Big, nothing.
You're gonna
it's
going to
be my buddy from Iowa jerking off.
Yeah.
You're going to be sad.
I don't think so.
Somebody that doesn't like this slandering of Thanksgiving on the line.
Let's do it. It's somebody we know, right? It's going to be Portnoy or something.
Rico Bosco.
Yeah. Yep. Here it is.
Couldn't even get 20 minutes into the show before we fucking hear from him.
Ba, ba, da, ba, 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 ba. What do you want, Rico?
Kevin, I will not sit here and watch you badmouth my holiday. My friend Dan Katz brought up a great point. It is not just Thursday. It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And to be honest with you, you get Sunday, too, because you don't really have Sunday scaries if you've been off for 4 days.
Total opposite.
Wrong.
Like, double the scaries.
Okay, so, Rico, you and I are on the same side, but you are very wrong on that point.
All right, I see your point. All right, let me give you the definitive top five Rico days of the year. Well, I guess it counts as one and two. First 2 days of the NCAA tournament.
Yep.
Without a doubt. Two, 4th of July, even better when 4th of July is 4th of July weekend. Even better. Three, Thanksgiving Eve. Four, Labor Day. Five, Christmas. Without a doubt.
Crazy.
Without a doubt.
Crazy.
Those
That's crazy talk.
Five.
Labor Day. Labor Day is the worst. Labor Day is like
a
funeral.
I love Labor Day.
Labor Day is like
a
funeral.
No, you see, you're not, baby. You don't. Labor Day is heaven.
It's a party at DJ's.
College football, though, no, yeah.
Last year, oh, big part, Labor Day. You wouldn't know, Kevin, because you're doing fucking nursery care 7 days a week.
It's true. All these holidays stink for me.
Yeah, bro, listen, don't get me wrong. The most valuable gift a father can give his children is his time. So I'm very happy that you're not a deadbeat out, you know, working at fucking Park, gambling away your paycheck. That's very noble of you.
Thank you.
For the rest of us, born and married, don't have kids yet. Labor Day is big time. Big time weekend.
I think that your Christmas is way low on your list. It makes me think that you don't have, like, a warm and fuzzy side at all to your holiday season, Rico.
Oh, that's not true.
It must not be if it's not even, it's barely cracking the top five.
It's appointment television.
It's appointment television. I watch It's a Wonderful Life every year, and that's on my cry list. I told you.
Your cry list, that is true. Also, do you, we'll fast forward to Christmas a little bit here. Do you do like the 35 fishes, you guinea?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Yeah, of
big
course.
Time. We're getting a chair, baby, on the island. Oh, big time.
Hey.
Big time, baby. Big time.
Rico, do me a favor, Rico. Rico, hang up right now and call back at the end of the show with some locks, okay?
I got commitments. I got oblos. But,
come on. What the fuck do you have to do?
I got things to do.
What are you reffing? Are you reffing a game?
No. Clock. Big clock guy.
Listen.
Big clock guy. Listen, like I said, great night of the year. My favorite night of the year. If you're going out tonight, obviously drive safe. Don't be an asshole. But get a cab. Go to Birch, Hoboken, Charlie Cavallo, DJ Kimple. Everybody's going fucking bonkers. Let's go. Frankie, play me out. Sing along.
Wait, give us one pick. You don't have one pick? You fucking fraud.
Okay, Dan. Let's see if you can figure this one out, bro.
Okay.
Quack, quack, quack. Oregon first half. They're back. The Duckies are back. An old Rico friend. Quack, quack, quack.
Rico owns the Pac-12. Rico owns the Pac-12.
I was born on the West Coast. I set my clock 3 hours behind. That's how much I own the West Coast. First nightclub tonight. Charlie Cavallo, DJ crew, Slim Cooper, Bud Anthony, Dead Strong, Erica Blaze, Justin Diamond, Justin Daniello, the whole crew is there. It's for Rico. Call 201. Call the 201 number. I tweeted out before. Call it for tables. Let's go. Play me out, Frankie. Get your shirts on Friday.
This year, Christmas Eve is on a Sunday. You're going to get a whole slate of Christmas Eve football.
This is a dumb debate, too, because you've put me in a spot where I now have to bash, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
But, like, that's not what it's about. You said that I am just defending Thanksgiving for being used, what you said is overrated, which is erroneous.
It's not erroneous. It's a fine holiday. It's just right now it's being put on a pedestal.
Yeah,
and
but
I won't
then
stand
you put
it.
Christmas on a pedestal.
Christmas deserves to be on a pedestal.
Hey, guess what?
It's called the pedestal.
It's called a what's it called? I can't even think of the word. It's your capture of the moment. What's the word? Pete, you're
slave
smarter
to the
than
moment.
Me. Yeah, something like
recency
that.
Bias.
Yeah, recency bias. Yeah, your recency bias.
I don't know what the fuck that
slave
means. Christmas
to the
has
moment.
Been going on for 2,000 years.
Every moment for Kevin Clancy is the most overrated moment. That moment you're in.
If
Christmas
if,
is gonna come and you're gonna get mad at someone for going too crazy.
I will
Christmas.
Never. I will be the guy going too crazy for Christmas because Christmas is king.
You do love Christmas, okay? That's fair.
I mean,
you could also get Thanksgiving.
Oh, you're still here, Steve. God damn it. God, Jesus
Tell him,
Christ.
Steve. Tell him.
Steve, did you buy any Team Port? Are you going to buy some Team Portnoy stuff?
Wait, Steve hung
up
on us?
I just lied. I don't know why I lied to you.
You hung up on him?
Yeah, because I thought
Team
over. Portnoy going to be
a little Team Portnoy dissension.
I actually would like 15-year-old Steve. Seems like a really nice guy, but his like allegiance to Dave makes me sick.
You know what it is? And this is where this whole fucking Team Portnoy thing started because I opened my big mouth. Steve's not really Team Portnoy.
No.
He's Barstool. He likes me. He likes you.
Right.
He just happens
I
to,
like you, Steve.
Yeah.
But he
happens to, like, do this Portnoy thing the same way Borelli does.
Stop
the same
with
way
the shenanigans.
No, actually, YP is full-blown Portnoy. No.
And then YP,
Frankie deep
best,
down.
The best part is YP gets mad when I call him out.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When I'm like, no, I'm not. He'll come over, like, to the corner. And he'll be like just talking, and I'll be like, "No, I'm not having this conversation around you. You're gonna
fucking
go snitch.
Narc." Yeah,
yeah.
He'll sit here filming radio, and everything Dave says, he nods his head along, and it's like, "I'm gonna rip your head off your shoulders one day."
Right. Yeah. No, Frankie's not really.
No, he's not, and he'll tell you he's gonna chime in now. You're wrong.
Get him a few beers in him.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
If you get Frankie alone and drunk, he will tell you the real deal, Holyfield, and it is not Team Portnoy.
It's so funny that 15-year-old Steve, like, dude, when you grow up and you want to come back to, like, you know, the real side, you just give us a call.
When you inevitably get a job here.
23.
And you walk through the door.
Oh,
realize
15-year-old Steve will definitely be working here.
1,000%.
As soon as Frank, I mean, Dave is basically like that scene in Boogie Nights when they just have, like, a bunch of 15-year-old chicks around the party. And it's just like they keep getting younger and younger. As soon as Frankie gets a little too old, 15-year-old Steve will be around.
You know what's going to happen. Like somebody will do to you, Frankie, what Dan did with Hank, and then he'll need a replacement. And it'll be 15-year-old Steve.
Right.
No.
Dude, you're Frankie. You know that too.
Oh, he absolutely
Frankie
knows,
knows
that.
Shit. Yeah, Frankie knows mean? That.
Listen, when you came to my tailgate and we took a picture and you put your arm around me and you were smiling ear to
you're
ear,
the first person
like a
I
little schoolgirl. Yeah. There, that was the real
Frankie,
deal.
Frankie, what we're saying is, as soon as, how old are you right now, Frankie?
24.
Okay. When you get like 26, Dave's going to be like,
you're too old.
Frankie's a little too old.
He likes him younger.
Like Dave is this like young, like loving.
No,
man.
He like, needs young, like,
he does
like
not
he needs
need
to stay
sycophants.
Young.
I don't even know if that's the right word, but he's young sycophants.
Yep. Yeah,
surrounded by him.
He needs to stay young, and you'll be a little bit too washed up.
Yeah.
And you'll eventually start saying no to him. He needs yes men.
Yeah, exactly. The first time you're like, hey, Frankie, like, we got to go do this on a Friday. You're like, oh, I can't do that.
I have life commitments now.
Yeah. Yep. And he's going to be like, all right, you're out. 15-year-old Steve, you're in.
That's never happen.
When is 15-year-old Steve going to get 16? I feel
soon.
Like he's been 15
it's
forever.
Like soon. No, you know what? It's like December.
It's 10th. Very soon. We've decided
he's done.
Staying 15-year-old Steve.
Oh, I was going to say he's done.
He
like,
wants to come
just
in.
Cancel him. Cancel 15-year-old Steve.
I mean,
16-year-old Steve's not funny.
His Twitter account is 15-year-old Steve. Like, it's all got to stay the same.
But 16 years old is not funny.
You're like an asshole.
Right. You're like, oh, you can drive a car. You
smoke
a fucking
weed.
Douchebag. Yeah. 15 is funny. Yeah, he's still a kid.
Yep.
So 15-year-old Steve,
rap.
If you're listening, I know you're listening to this.
It's a wrap for
nothing
you,
else
buddy.
Going. You're canceled. We just canceled you.
We're going to break. When we come back, wrapping up hour number one, Clancy and the Cat, Barstool Radio, Rush 93. Net neutrality is about to end the world. I mean,
so what's
so,
the deal?
Okay,
so
here's
Pete,
the deal.
Actually tell
yeah,
us.
All right. You want to do it, Pete? You're smarter than you're smarter than us, allegedly.
Way smarter.
Yeah, so I guess the concept of net neutrality is that all the information, everything flowing over the internet, should be treated the same, and just get across the internet unfettered.
Much like, as I understand it, like water and electricity, like you just get that, right?
Yes.
It's kind of like available to everybody.
Yeah, so and that's kind of the heart of it, I think, is so that I think the FCC kind of codified the idea that that net neutrality is a good thing, and the way that they enforce it was by moving it from Title I utility to a Title II utility, which is subject to greater FCC oversight.
Jesus Christ, Pete.
What?
So, as I understand it, Obama used to do some shit to keep this intact. Now it's going to expire, and people are thinking that Donald Trump is not going to step in the way Obama did.
I don't think it's going to expire. They're just going to move it back to a Title I and take away all of the restrictions that they put onto it. They're actively doing this. Everything was fine, and they're actively changing it back.
So fucking what assholes. Is it going to change to?
So that's, well.
So you're a guy like you who already pays for his porn, no, that's probably not
going to
change.
Right. So functionally, nothing is really going to happen. What is being done is that the rule that says that an ISP, like a Comcast or a Time Warner or whatever, for instance, cannot charge or delay or do anything to the internet traffic on their network. That's the rule as it is now. That's net neutrality. So what they could do now is say, what I don't like is Barstool Radio on Sirius coming January 15th. So on the app, I'm going to slow it down or perhaps charge more to Sirius to distribute it because I don't like it.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it is fucked up.
That's also where like you want to talk about fake news. You'll get actual fake news. It's like I'm not going to talk about Trump on my network. I'm not going to talk about Democrats on my network. Huh. I'm gonna fuck with it. I'm gonna slow it down. You're not gonna be able to consume it.
So the government controls
the government. It's like Time Warner or Comcast. It's the internet providers.
Right now, the government is saying that the internet providers cannot do that.
Right.
When they take these rules away, the internet providers will be free to do that. They say, of course, we would never do that. But then they're fighting like hell to have the option.
And I also, it sounds to me that like someone like ESPN, who has unlimited money and deep pockets, will be able to manage this a lot better than, say, someone like us.
Got it.
Yeah. If they don't like Barstool, they can make it so you can't get to Barstool, and they can or charge more for it or whatever.
So and you know, ESPN like, can be like, we'll pay whatever to keep our shit good,
right?
And Barstool would be like out of business.
Like a Peter Thiel, the guy, whatever, the Gawker guy who wants, like, young people's blood. He's actually, Dave should actually do that with 15-year-old Steve now that I'm thinking about it. Just start taking 15-year-old
blood
Steve's
infusion.
Blood. But, like, a guy like that, a rich, powerful guy, can basically control whatever he wants if he throws enough money around.
Yep.
Yes.
That's fucked. And I don't know if
Which
he knows,
already he can do,
I,
let's
I,
just
I
be honest.
I don't know if he knows about our president. He's a rich dude who likes to throw his money around, so I think he's going to be happy with the rich getting richer and running things, and the small get smaller
scary.
And poor.
This
it
is scary.
I mean, when you... We sit here and we always talk about, like, What's going to, like, stop Barstool from, like, ever selling again or blowing up, and you don't ever think that the fucking internet as you know it is just going to, like, not
that
be
neutrality?
Around? Everything buffering. Imagine you have to go back to buffering for your porn because someone's slowing it down because they're, like, a Jesus freak.
Oh,
fuck out of here with that.
Yeah, all right. So I'm very much wait, Pete, am I for or against?
You want neutrality.
Net neutrality. You are against the changes.
I'm for net neutrality.
So who are the assholes changing it? Just, like, rich people?
Basically, it's the ISPs.
Right, the head of Time Warner is like
the FCC to get it changed.
Why do they want it changed?
So that they can charge more for.
But then they say we'll never ever actually like slow anyone down.
Right, they're like, of course we would never do this. So
okay,
you can just change the rules back, and of course we'll never do it. So you just change those rules back, and everything will be fine.
Got it. So yeah,
we promise.
They're like, go ahead, just leave that money just right there. I'll watch it for you. I won't take any dollars out of that.
That's unbelievable. I do actually have some sort of hope or faith in humanity that. This is just not going to happen because I think it would be like absolute chaos. So I just think
I
that,
don't.
I think that
I
at
don't.
Some point
this
it,
is,
cooler,
is going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, I don't.
Yes, this is going to happen.
Listen, having hope in faith in humanity is for suckers.
Not faith in humanity, but I just thought that like some legislators or whatever would step up and be like, you know what, I'm going to vote against
it. I'd actually say the number one thing that happens when you grow up and become an adult is you realize that there are a bunch of rich, super powerful people that don't give a fuck
about
you.
Anybody
and
else.
All they care about is making more money for themselves, and they will do anything to make that happen, including fucking your life over.
So will my bill go up, Pete?
So that's the thing is that they won't charge. I mean, your cable bill is going to go up, like, regardless. But this has nothing to do with that. They would charge a company like Barstool Sports for either preferential access or, like, to get through at a high-speed lane. It has more to do with the businesses and the content that's being distributed
it's us. We're
than on the end user.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so I'm scared now.
Ah, fuck!
This is actually really bad.
Yeah. Fuck!
Better get those. We should have gotten some winners from Rico because this is not good for us.
You know what?
Is there a petition we can sign?
Let's go back to...
I think all that happened, like, months ago.
We missed the boat.
Why did no one bring this up? Pete, you should have brought this up.
There was so many people being like, call your congressman, sign
this
petition.
I'm sure people would be like, God damn it, like, you, Big Cat and KFC, you guys are so lazy and stupid that you didn't realize. These are the type of things that need to be brought to my attention a lot earlier.
Not even on attention. This needs to be put on a platter in front of me. Like, click this button right here, Kevin.
Like, hey, Dan, you are going to lose a lot of money if this happens.
Fuck.
Just like I said about how the rich, powerful guys, like, I'm not a rich, powerful guy, but I would like to have more money than less money.
Yes,
so
always.
So if you just tell me to click a box, I'll fucking click it. I'll sign a petition.
God damn it.
Pete, I blame you a little bit.
It's definitely Pete's fault.
Hand up.
Yeah. He finally did it. That's the first time he's ever,
you never passed
ever
the buck.
Put his hand up.
Why don't we go back to the newspaper?
Yeah, I mean, Dave, I think, wants to. He wants to just
recapture his glory days.
Yeah, recapture his glory days.
I don't know what the move is here, Pete.
Oh, man. This sucks.
What about, like, social media?
I think the time for that has passed. One thing I haven't checked is everybody's like, call your Congress people, but I think the FCC is just
that's a bridge too far
to
here.
Do it.
I'm cool with clicking a box. I don't know.
Can you imagine getting on the phone with the congressman and being like, hey, I just want to let you know I don't like this.
This is great,
okay.
too. Because we everything was just laid out for us, how dire this is.
And we're like, nah.
And we're like, oh, we would have done something a few months ago. It's like, no, you still can do something.
We're not going
to. What? Call someone? Nah. Okay. No,
I don't think
that's
you can call
much.
Anybody right now.
Yeah.
There was a form where you could like flood the FCC with your thoughts.
But they're just going to do it. Yeah.
They're just going to do
it. Like there was some big wigs being like, you know what? Let's get rid of net neutrality. Oh, no, wait. Never mind. There's a forum with a lot of people saying they don't like this, so I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Now we're going to do this from the jump, so there's really no sense in even. This is the beginning of the apocalypse.
Fuck. I'm bummed out now. God damn it. Adam Morrison's still like, I'll text him every now and then.
Yeah.
He's a good dude.
He was like genuinely mad at first, right?
Yeah, he was never mad at us.
He's mad at the dude for talking,
he was mad
talking,
at the dude
right?
for saying it
yeah,
because
yeah,
we
yeah.
never actually said it. We just like asked him about Adam Morrison.
Right, right.
But yeah, he's a good dude. Like he's, every now and then he'll just like, when Barstool Van Talk happened, he was like, you know, congrats. And then when it got canceled, he's like, that
condolences.
Sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, that's a good friend.
But so yeah,
that's
I
a
talked
good
to
buddy.
Adam Morrison twice in 1 week.
What's up, Will?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
First time, second time, I guess. A long time, second time, I guess. Cool. I have a
pretty, unlike A-Rod, I feel pretty good about my in-laws. I'm getting married this summer, and they're, you know, the relationship's been pretty good, but we're getting to the point where now it's, you know, we're hosting them in a very small two-bedroom house, mm-hmm. and everyone's getting close together, mm-hmm. and so I'm trying to, I just want some advice from you gentlemen about kind of managing the in-laws relationship and...
It's not easy.
Getting off to a good start, I guess.
Do you have a dog? This makes a big difference.
I do. You have a dog.
Okay.
Yes.
So you need to just time it.
Go
like,
for walks.
Go for, be like, you know what? I don't want the dog to bother everyone today. I'm going to take the dog to the park.
Long
and
run.
Really,
yeah.
Like, to find a fucking forest preserve an hour away. So, but no, this is serious. Like, you need to basically strategize your get out of the house moves. So that it just kind of like breaks up the whole day.
I'm a big fan too of like, I'll gladly sit there and do the dishes as long as you're just like leaving me alone.
Yeah.
Like you guys can be making small talk in the kitchen and I'll be sitting there scrubbing pots because it's peace and quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Like when my fucking basement would flooding, I would just go down to the basement and deal with that. I was like, this is actually kind of peaceful down here.
How many people are there? How many people are going to be at your house?
Just four, but okay. It's like a 700 square foot tiny house. So
all right, so the walks, like getting outside, doing the dog shit is always good. I'm gonna throw out a crazy idea, and Kevin, you might totally disagree, but once it gets to like nighttime, if you have like a board game or a card game, it actually is good because it makes it so that you don't have to fucking talk about yourself.
There'll be no awkward silences.
Yeah, so
in
like,
between
how's your
bad
career
small
going?
Talk.
Yeah, right. Just fucking
play,
break out
fucking
some Monopoly,
play Uno, whatever. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
No, that's a valid point. Also, alcohol is your friend. Don't get shit faced, but you know, open up a couple bottles of wine. Everybody loosens up. And then I also don't think I don't think you should be afraid to turn in early for the night.
You
know what? Go like this. Turn to your mother-in-law and go, I'm tuckered out.
Yeah, I'm tired.
I gotta or turn to the father and say this phrase. I'm gonna tie a bow on it.
Yeah. I over-exaggerated yawn.
Yeah.
Right in everyone's face.
Yep. 100%. But it also is one of those things where as a husband, and then eventually if you decide to go down this road as a father, you will learn that you just gotta. Like, these weekends are not for you, bro.
Mm-hmm.
They're not about you.
You just
have to put on a smile.
Lane. There's definitely, like, a strategy. You just can't. You learn it as you get a little older. There's just how you go about, you know, you make the mistakes where you don't do any chores or you don't help out and you get yelled at and everything's mm-hmm. miserable. Then the next year, you're like, okay, I got to make sure I do something. And then you realize, hey, if the dog needs to be walked, why not walk the dog for an hour and a half?
And maybe hit the vape pen while you're out there.
Right,
like,
yeah, a couple times.
The walk is your friend.
Dude, so on today's show... We did Mount Rushmore Thanksgiving activities, and Hank, one of his was taking a walk with your cousins.
So somebody tweeted me this and said, can we maybe get to the bottom of taking a walk
with
your cousin?
So PFT and I were like, yeah, like you got to like take a walk like to like get some exercise, like fake exercise. And like we just kind of like kept on going. And then this morning I wake up and I had like a million tweets being like, you fucking idiots didn't realize he was talking about smoking with his cousins. And I was like, God damn it. Like, this is
That's
really
the
being
old man
old.
Shit.
Well, it's all right. So
did Hank not speak up being like, I'm talking about smoking weed?
No, he thought we were playing along.
Okay. Hey,
like, he thought we were all on the same wavelength. And PFT and I were so fucking dumb. Like, that's a nice thing about the show is, like, if even when we're dumb, we can be like, oh, yeah, it was a joke.
Right.
But there's two reasons I like, had, like, a little introspection. I was like, fuck, man, how did I miss this? One is I'm old.
Yep.
Two is you reach a point, and I don't know when this happened to you, but, like, you just don't hide your vices from your parents anymore.
Right.
It's just like, yeah,
I
I'm going to smoke some
cousin.
Weed.
Yeah.
Right. Like, yep, I'm going to go, yeah, like, I'm going to openly talk about how much money I'm losing today. Like, it just, you get to a point, I think it's when you get, like, completely like financially like secure like
I don't need you at all.
You get to that point where it's like if everything falls apart, I won't have to move back into my parents' house.
Right.
And then you're like, you know what?
I'll be honest.
I'm gonna do whatever I want.
Take a walk with your cousins.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can like get quality time with them.
I'm so fucking stupid. God damn it.
Jesse, what's going on, man?
Yeah, how's it going, fellas? I got two things today. First, if I gotta start jerking off the Victoria's Secrets catalog again, I'm gonna be pissed.
Yo, you listen.
So pissed.
Here's the thing. You know what? I'll be mad, but we can go back to that. Little Twinkie Borelli will not know what the fuck to do.
We knew how to rub two sticks together,
exactly.
And make fire. So
exactly.
we can fall back on our you know on our boys.
I need a flame torch.
Yeah, upbringing,
you need like a fucking atomic bomb to get off, Frankie.
It's good point, Kevin.
All right, second thing, the reason for my call, though, so I've been publicly bashing this lately and getting a lot of heat from it. And I'm not too sure why I even hate it. It's probably because I just hate a lot of things. But Friendsgiving, what do you guys, how do you guys think about that? What's your thoughts on having Friendsgiving on top of Thanksgiving?
I don't hate it. It's just one of those things you have to, I think we've talked about this before, you need to have the planner friend. Yeah. If someone sets it all up for me on a platter and is like, hey, show up here and we're just going to all like get high and drunk and eat
yeah.
some food
Listen,
on
having,
the Saturday before Thanksgiving.
I have no problem with getting together with your friends.
The
minute you tell me that I got to like cook Brussels sprouts for my friends, like, no, I'm not doing that.
The meanest
I'll
thing,
bring beer.
The meanest thing I ever did to my friends was that we had Friendsgiving 1 year and I just replied, I had no intention of going and I replied like, I'm going to cook a big turkey for everyone and just didn't. Show
didn't
up.
Do it?
Yeah, I just didn't show up.
Everybody's just sitting at the table waiting for Danny Turkey.
Yeah. I was like, potluck? Okay, right, cool, guys. You can knock me down for the most important thing in the meal. It's just such a dick move, but
it's
one of those things
is.
That like I just laughed to myself. Yeah. It was like very funny myself.
Some
men it's like
want to watch the world burn.
Yeah, I tell you, I have the my buddy. So my Cubs season tickets, I co-owned with like one of my best friends, and it was his name who came up on the list like 5-6 years ago, and he emailed like 20 of us being like, "Who wants in?" And
like
the Cubs
nobody.
Were losing like 100
yeah,
games.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was like, "Yo, I'm in." Like, fuck yes, I'm in. And I was the only one who emailed. So after every like big, like when they won the NLCS against the Dodgers, I just replied all. And I was like, sounds like I was made a good choice here, guys.
Dick
to
move.
To everyone.
Dick move. I love it. Those guys want to kill themselves.
Yeah. And it's the best because it's a troll that only I can laugh at.
Yeah.
Like,
which is
it's
the best
truly
kind of troll.
Being a dickhead because it's like, it's really only funny to
nobody
me.
Nobody can enjoy it.
No one
for
else
me.
Thinks it's funny.
I need that to last forever, Dan. All right, fellas, enjoy your Thanksgiving.
We got about a minute and change left. Dan, what are you thankful for this
Ooh,
year?
Ooh, okay.
Or not thankful.
I'm thankful for everything, honestly, because I was actually thinking about this today when I rolled into the office at like 11 a.m. It's a pretty fucking sweet deal.
Pretty nice setup.
Just kind of just do whatever, and you're excited to go to work, so I'm thankful. So in a roundabout way, I'm thankful for all the stoolies and listeners because they are the ones.
I'm gonna single out the Barstool Radio listener here. Not only necessarily because we're on it just this channel right now, but like they listen to some of the worst radio ever.
Sometimes we're terrible,
and sometimes it's absolute trash. You never know what you're gonna get.
Yesterday you put up with
a lot of Dave nonsense. You put up with Pete issues, technological issues, internet issues. And somehow, some way, there still has been enough people signing up and listening that they handed us a channel.
Yeah.
So shout out to everybody who is in the car, everybody listening through the good and the bad. A lot of bigger things coming January 1st, January 15th, whatever it is. So we'll have a whole channel for you guys. So shout out to you. Appreciate you. Thankful for you.
A special thank you to Pete for keeping the internet alive and Twink Borelli because we can laugh at him.
Have a good one. Happy Thanksgiving.
Fuck everybody.
See you Monday. We're out.